This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Herman Cain rising.
This long shot has a shot.
That was after Cain stunned Republicans, winning the Florida straw poll. Now he's third in the new Fox GOP poll that also has a new front runner. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
And Dave, Mitt Romney's back on top with the support of 23% of those surveyed. Rick Perry falling to second at 19%. That is a 10-point drop from last time. And the new number three, as you said, Herman Cain, 17%, nearly triple the support he had in the last Fox poll, putting Cain in a virtual three-way tie with Perry and Romney. This Fox poll of 925 randomly chosen registered voters nationwide has a margin of error of plus or minus 3 points, Dave.
Rich, he's an American accused of becoming a radical anti-American, a Massachusetts man caught in an undercover sting operation.
He's accused of planning to attack the Pentagon using a remote-controlled drone, packing it with C4 explosives, and trying also to attack the U.S. Capitol.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Starting today, authorities in Alabama can question people suspected of being in the country illegally and hold them without bond. Two key aspects of a new immigration law upheld by a federal judge yesterday. The governor says they'll be in effect immediately. One of Michael Jackson's bodyguards will be a witness at Dr. Conrad Murray's manslaughter trial today, the day after a Jackson assistant testified about the frantic call he got from Murray right after Jackson OD'd.
And at no time during that phone call did he ask you to call 911?
No, sir.
Prosecutors argue Murray was negligent, not helping revive Jackson. It's all over for Boston and Atlanta. The Red Sox and Braves lose, blowing ninth-inning leads, completing the biggest September collapses ever.
Sitting here on game number 162 and not being in the playoffs is a tremendous disappointment.
Atlanta's Chipper Jones, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the St. Louis Cardinals win baseball's wild cards. The playoffs start tomorrow. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It will be the 68th time that the two will meet on the football field. Aggie fans, don't miss the Southwest Classic. A&M and Arkansas at Cowboy Stadium. It's October 1st. Tickets start at $85. Go to AggieAthletics.com and click on Tickets. Texas A&M and Arkansas. Cowboy Stadium, October 1st.
It's time again to stomp some grapes and eat some steak at the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. As always, enjoy different wines from across the Lone Star State and beef from local ranchers. Crowd favorites are back, including the Grape Stomp, Kid Zone, and Shopping. And on Saturday night, we're proud to welcome four-time Grammy Award nominee Joe Nichols. And we didn't forget, October is football season, so there will be a tailgate area set up showing your favorite teams. It's the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more info.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone.
don't have a phone.
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:07, 76 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Just Breaks. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There's a standing joke about how rich you don't get by serving on a jury. Starting next Monday, jurors throouth Texas are getting a pay cut. Brazos County District Court Clerk Mark Hamblin says a reduction of $6 a day was courtesy of the legislature. Hamblin says state lawmakers also gave counties the option of cutting another $6, but Hamblin says the Brazos County Commission chose to continue funding that share.
We've got people that actually work and get paid to come and serve as a juror, to people that are retired that decide to come and serve, even though if they're reached the age of 70, they want to serve anyway, to people that actually do not get paid if they miss work. We just really appreciate. They're the very foundation of our judicial system.
Bottom line, jurors' pay in Brazos County, now $40 a day, drops to $34 starting Monday. One of the Twin City private schools is in financial trouble.
Officials at St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan notified employees, parents, and students Tuesday. A news release describes the K-12 operations in an 11th-hour fundraising appeal. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. If that comes up short, the school's Board of Trustees is considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to rent the facilities and keep as many current faculty members as possible. Head of school Kate Lucchese, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. Over the last year and a half, there's been some recovery in student headcount. Officials say economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. Depending on the fundraising response, plans are to keep St. Michael's open through the fall. St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity regardless of what happens at the K-12 level. According to the website, St. Michael's was founded in 1972 and has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan since 1990. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last weekend's death of a young man and woman from gunshot wounds west of Bryan has been declared a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation shows evidence that 20-year-old Ashley Lenz was shot by 22-year-old Chance Schneider. Schneider then turned the gun on himself and fired one shot. A .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun owned by Schneider was found by the victims.
It was an unusual crime scene. We had two bodies very closely lying together and a gun in between them, and a lot of blood staining and physical evidence that had to be looked at and analyzed to determine exactly what the roles of each of the individuals were, and then some background work to determine, you know, what their relationship was and where they were in the last moments of their lives. And so, you know, it just took us a while to put all that together.
To clarify, a .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun owned by Schneider was found near the victims. Kirk says there was nothing to show anyone else was involved. A neighbor told deputies he saw the couple arguing outside Schneider's house in the Smetana community last Saturday morning around 1 a.m. The neighbor also saw overturned furniture, ransacked truck, and minor injuries to both Lenz and Schneider. The sheriff says background information indicated the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship the last 3 years. Friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a fundraiser to assist the family with funeral expenses. The benefit is Saturday afternoon from noon until 6 at the Wheelock Community Center. More information is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Enough fence to cross Texas from east to west nearly 7 times as part of the agricultural loss due to wildfires this year. And that's just part of the picture. The Texas AgriLife Extension Office in College Station also reports more than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture nearly twice the area of Delaware have burned in wildfires this year. Extension economist David Anderson estimates the agricultural loss statewide at over $152 million through the middle of this month. Most of the expense is from nearly 6,000 miles of fence and infrastructure that burned. Second on the list is nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture. Losses from wildfires is on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the drought in Texas. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Just Breaks. More news at 6:30 or online all the time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's have a back to school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price
and be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back to school sale. We're going to be really nice and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988 or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2011 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. Over 320,000 votes were cast, and you can see the winners in the 150-page glossy and full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos. Pick up your free copy everywhere or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who'll give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7666. A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, 613, News Talk 1620 WT. Let's take a first look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north. We'll see some sunshine for today. An isolated storm could pop up this afternoon, 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. Highs will be 86 to 91. Clear skies, more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Cooler weather continues to move in Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs will be 83 to 88. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I tell you what, if the baseball playoffs are anything as exciting as the wild card slot competition last night, we're in for a pretty exciting October in Major League Baseball. Some amazing games, three of the four. Quite incredible. We will talk about that. The Aggies in Arkansas getting ready for Saturday's game at Cowboy Stadium. We'll talk about that, too. And high school football tonight, Consol plays at Leo Buckley. That and more coming up in sports.
Yep, sure enough.
Sure enough. Mm-hmm.
Police in Atlanta say a suspicious unclaimed package shut down an airport baggage claim area for about an hour. Investigators say baggage handlers at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport opened the luggage Monday afternoon and called police when they found strange leaves and a lot of aluminum foil at the top of the bag. About half of the baggage claim area was closed off while a police bomb squad investigated the bag. The bag received the all-clear from bomb detection equipment, so they emptied the package and discovered a large amount of fish.
Ooh, stinky.
Okay. The unknown traveler who is still being sought likely tried to bring the fish in from overseas and spice it up, literally, inside the baggage.
Was it illegal fish?
Well, but you can't just bring stuff in. If it was if it was an international flight, you can't just bring stuff in. They didn't go through customs. So,
oh, I see.
You know, they're real picky about bringing in foreign fruits and vegetables. And,
yeah, anything that's
any
something
animal
that smells fishy.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you.
Well, you know, and the only time the only time I've ever had an incident in an airport.
Yes.
Was it Hartsfield Airport?
Really?
I was flying from Atlanta to Houston.
Do tell.
And we were walking through security, trying to clear security, and I am literally standing there collecting my things after having cleared security. You know, so I've pretty much got every article of clothing off. You know, I'm standing there exposed. And
I got the picture.
Yeah, there you are. You're welcome. I'm waiting for the rest of my stuff to go through the X-ray machine, and all of a sudden, you know, these TSA agents just emerge from nowhere, and or they multiplied from seemingly nowhere, and they start telling everybody, "Do not move, remain perfectly still." They're over at one of the other security lines, and they're looking at this guy. "Stop, sir! Do not move. Put your hands directly at your side. Stand right where you are." I mean, they're barking orders left and right at everybody. And, you know, the security line at Hartsfield Airport, because Hartsfield is extremely busy, very long, and it's very busy, and it's very loud, and then all of a sudden it's just like you could hear a pin drop. Everything just stopped.
Uh-huh.
And an uncomfortable silence that felt like a long time goes by, but it probably couldn't have been more than 5, maybe 10 seconds. And then all of a sudden a supervisor emerges and says, "Thank you for your cooperation, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a security drill."
Oh, my goodness.
And that was it. Much to the chagrin of the shaking passengers everywhere.
Golly.
So there you are.
Have you seen my glycerin pills?
Yeah.
I guess you can't warn on a thing like that.
Well, info.
Mation.
I think that defeats the purpose of it being a security exercise.
Yes, so.
Yeah. See how people will react in a panic. You know.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988. Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
618 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes, sir. It's September the 29th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And a little click here and a little click there. And yeah, there we go. Let's do some birthdays. How we go? Steve Forrest, the old actor, is 86 years old today.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Well, he was in westerns and stuff. Uh-huh. Look him up. It's one of those, you know him if you saw him type of deals. Anita Ekberg, the actress, is 80 years old today. Singer Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday is today.
I would almost put him in the category of collecting debts.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. He is 76. Only 76.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of living to do.
Well, seemingly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's crammed a lot into 76 years.
Yeah. Oh, man, has he ever. Mike Post is a TV theme composer, is 67 years old.
Would
today.
Probably hurt himself if he fell off his money. He did he did a lot of different TV show themes. He did Law and Order.
Yeah.
He did Chips back in the day, Quantum Leap. I mean, you name it. It's pretty much a fair fair bet to say that that he did just about every major TV show theme you've heard. So certainly the dramas and stuff back in the 80s, but the one that he's probably making the most for would be Law and Order, because you got to figure he gets money every time that plays.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom, little boom. Check. Little check generates.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Actress Patricia Hodges, 65. Singer-guitarist Frank Farner of Grand Funk Railroad.
Mark Farner.
Yeah, that's right. What did I say?
You said Frank.
Frank? Oh, well.
I'm sure
Frank goes with Farner. Better.
Well, if there's a Frank Farner out there, I'm sure he's a nice guy. It's a bonus if today's his birthday, but he's not the guy from Grand Funk.
Yeah, Mark Farner would be a 63. TV personality Bryant Gumbel is
not a nice person.
No, not like his brother. You know, his brother seems like a nice enough fellow, but Brian got the bad genes. Is 63 years old. Country singer Alvin Crowe. Do you know who Alvin Crowe is?
I do not.
Me neither. So why did I mention him? He's 61, though. Happy birthday to him. Drake Hogestein from Days of Our Lives. He's looking for work, right?
No, I think Days is still on.
Oh, is Days the one that's still on?
Yeah, I think it's about the only one left.
There you go.
That's probably Y&R.
Yeah, you're right. And B&B, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Those CBS shows. 58 years old he is today. From the Addams Family, child actor Ken Weatherwax.
Yeah, let this sink in. Pugsley. This is Pugsley.
On the Addams Family is 56.
Yeah. Pugsley's less than 10 years away from collecting Social Security, assuming there's money left.
Here's a Boy Scout. Andrew Dice Clay is 54 years old today. Jill Whalen from The Love Boat played the little bitty girl, is 45 years old today.
Well, she was also the sick girl in Airplane. And if I had...
Oh, that's right.
If I was in my room, I would be bombarding you with sound drops.
Yeah. There you go. You're absolutely right.
But see, I don't tell anyone who fills in for me where they are because, that's job security for me.
Yeah, you're right. Because, you don't want to... You know, you've got all the keys, right?
As soon as you know how to... Yeah, as soon as you know how to turn the key and launch from the football, I'm in trouble. So.
There you go. Gwen Ifill, the PBS newswoman, is 56 years old today. That's all I got.
Ian McShane is an actor. You might know him if you saw him. And Ben will be most happy that we included him. He's in Deadwood.
Oh, okay.
And he has a very deep, gravelly voice. He's 69 today. Lech Walesa, the former president of Poland, and Ben here.
Yeah, I forgot about old Lech.
He's been here, hasn't he? I'm pretty sure he has.
I think he has.
He's 68 today.
You know.
Erika Eleniak, one-time Hubba Hubba. Not so much anymore, last time I saw her. She was in Baywatch. She's 42. Emily Lloyd is an actress. She's 41. And then Zachary Levi.
I love his jeans.
Yeah, he's actually... Well, if you've seen the show Chuck, he plays Chuck, appropriately enough, in Chuck. So, and he's all of 31 today. And I've never seen the show, but... His co-star is a very, very attractive young lady. So, and let's see. Today is Squash a Spider Day. Just in case you want to.
You know, I try to do that every day.
Well,
you know, I mean, if one comes upon me, you know,
given the opportunity,
sure.
Given the opportunity, I try to let spiders live because they actually are very productive animals. But when I do a face plant into their domicile, in other words, when I catch a cobweb right in the face,
you figure it's either him or you.
I'm looking for a spider to kill. So, and then I will be celebrating this today, perhaps with cartwheels. Today is National Coffee Day.
So, yay!
And, there you go.
Some places like 7-Eleven and Krispy Kreme, neither of which we have here, are celebrating with some specials, but. Today is National Coffee Day, and I say celebrate and celebrate often and all day long today.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris. From Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so remember during the last election, liberals beat me up, even conservatives, you're being too harsh on Obama. Well, now liberals are acknowledging the anointed one wasn't quite ready for prime time. Here's Tina Brown.
You know, his tremendous misgivings. Maybe he's right. I mean, we had this with Obama. He wasn't ready, it turns out.
Yes, and as a result of frustrated liberals like Tina, it's going to be a titanic struggle. Just ask David Axelrod.
We don't have the wind at our backs in this election. We have the wind in our face because the American people have the wind in their faces. And so this is going to be a titanic struggle. But I firmly believe we're on the right side.
We're almost at our yearly countdown, the best election coverage on the Sean Hannity Show.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality.
But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-9-2-9. A slight chance of showers today, but still a high in the upper 90s. It was very hot yesterday. Looks like it's going to be very similar today. But thankfully, we are still anticipating much cooler weather starting tonight and into tomorrow, down to a low tonight of about 70 with a slight chance of showers. And when we say much cooler, we're talking at least 10 degrees during the day, plus a wind shift. Winds today will be out of the south at about 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, they're going to be out of the north at about 10 to 15. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of only about 90 degrees. It should be very nice, and you might even need a jacket when you head out to your favorite high school football game tomorrow night as we head down to a low of about 59, 60 degrees, somewhere in that general area. 77 right now at 627.
Music, lighting, even how they size your pants are all strategies used by retailers to get you to buy. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Clothing manufacturers and retailers use some interesting strategies to get you to buy.
First of all, they're working with the size of your pants. So it may be you suddenly realize, hey, I can suddenly fit the pants I had 15 years ago. Well, that's not a coincidence.
Martin Lindstrom, author of the book Brand Washed,
says this is because of a practice called vanity sizing or vanisizing. That is, your pants are actually up to 1.5 sizes bigger than the label says.
They also design the dressing room in such way that the mirror makes you look slightly thinner, and you actually feel when you're listening to the music like you're young again. And you want to keep that memory in your mind. In fact, the only way you can do that is to buy this pair of pants for $196.
The lighting in clothing stores and grocery stores has an impact on what you buy.
For example, in a retail store like a supermarket, they make the meat look more red. They make the bananas look more yellow or the apples more green. Or if you take a clothing retail store, they actually add a slightly colored light into the dressing room so you look more suntanned.
Which makes you feel better about yourself, which makes you more likely to buy. And the music in stores also affects your buying.
We know that if you play music and the rhythm of the music is below the heartbeat rate, you're actually spending more time in the retail store, up to 29% more time.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for Time, on file forever at WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. 76 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Investigators have determined the death of a young couple west of Bryan was the result of a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says evidence shows 22-year-old Chance Schneider shot 20-year-old Ashley Lenz. Then Schneider turned the gun on himself.
First of all, within our own organization, I'm really proud of the work that our investigators and deputies did. And then we also had the assistance of our local ranger, Texas Ranger, throughout the investigation. And early this morning, we presented it to the district attorney's office for their review, and they concur with our results, and so that's why we're putting this out.
Kirk says the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship for 3 years. The sheriff says the shooting last Saturday followed a fight outside Schneider's house in the Smetana community north of the A&M Riverside campus. The fight came after the couple was together in College Station Friday night and both had been drinking. A neighbor of Schneider's said they heard a loud argument, saw minor injuries on both, and saw overturned furniture in a ransacked truck. Kirk says inside the house they found Schneider's .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun and 2 spent rounds. The sheriff says there was nothing to show anyone else was involved. Saturday afternoon, friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a benefit. That's this Saturday afternoon. They're holding a benefit to assist the family with funeral expenses. The fundraiser is at the Wheelock Community Center Saturday from noon till 6. Details on WTAW.com's website with this story. An 11th-hour, 6-digit fundraising campaign is underway to keep a local private school open.
St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan issued a news release Wednesday stating economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. Depending on the response, plans are to remain open through the fall. Regardless of the results, St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity. Options for the K-12 operation, according to the news release, includes considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to keep as many current faculty members and rent the facilities. According to the St. Michael's website, the school was established in 1972 and since 1990 has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. While there's been some recovery, it's not been enough to prevent the last-minute fundraiser. Head of school Kate Lucchese, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For years, if you served on a jury in Brazos County District Court, you were paid $40 a day, and the state would reimburse the county $34. Clerk of the District Court Mark Hamblin says starting Monday, jury pay dropped $6 a day due to legislative action in the last session.
Some of these people are really appreciative, and even though it's not much money, it actually buys a little bit of milk and bread and a little bit of gas and a vehicle to get them to and from the courthouse to serve. So I want you to know that we have a plethora of different scenarios that people in Brazos County have, and we try to be as sensitive as possible to each one of those.
Hamblin says state lawmakers also waived the requirement the counties had to contribute to jury pay, but the Brazos County Commission decided to continue its $6 share, meaning jury pay goes to $34 instead of $28 a day. More than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture, nearly twice the area of Delaware, have burned in Texas wildfires this year. As if the state's crippling drought hadn't hurt Texas agriculture enough, experts with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service in College Station say the wildfires continue to burn through the dried remains on a daily basis. Extension economist David Anderson estimates Texas agriculture losses at $152 million as of mid-September. The bulk of that total comes from almost 6,000 miles of fences and other infrastructure that have burned. Second are nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture. All that comes on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the ongoing drought in Texas. More than 120 students and staffers at Ennis High School have tested positive for tuberculosis, but the state says that shouldn't keep kids from playing sports against Ennis teams.
Some districts are worried. For example, the Waxahachie ISD has instructed coaches to take their own water when playing an Ennis team and avoid prolonged contact. The state health department's Chris Van Dusen says kids who may have had a positive skin test should not pose a danger, but
if we see something concerning, something abnormal on a chest x-ray, we're going to start somebody on treatment. That person's not going to be at a sporting event. They're going to be confined at home until we can rule out tuberculosis, you know, until they get enough treatment that they're not infectious anymore.
He says TB isn't spread through water or surfaces or even a handshake. It's airborne and transmitted when a person coughs or talks. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees outside right now. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2011 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. Over 320,000 votes were cast, and you can see the winners in the 150-page glossy and full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos. Pick up your free copy everywhere or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
638 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north. We'll see some sunshine for today. An isolated storm could pop up this afternoon, 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. Highs will be 86 to 91. Clear skies, more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Cooler weather continues to move in Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs will be 83 to 88. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Arkansas and A&M Saturday morning, 11 o'clock at Cowboys Stadium. We will talk about that and Major League Baseball. The regular season is over, and boy, did it end with a bang last night with three great endings. We'll talk about that, the Boston collapse, and the Braves collapse also. We got that and more coming up in sports.
For once, baseball becomes relevant before the playoffs.
Yeah.
The one time of year before the playoffs, baseball becomes relevant.
I'm serious. I might not watch the playoffs. I think I saw everything I needed to see last night. I mean, it was, I don't know if you stayed up and watched any of it, but it was, I did just because, you know, because of the two tied, situations with the wild cards, but, man, did Boston blow it. They were one pitch away from going to the playoffs, and now they're done.
Wow. Mm. See, I watch, and I watched last year because I've been a lifelong Rangers fan.
Yeah.
And when I say fan, it doesn't mean that I know how many saves. I do know how many saves Neftali Feliz has. He's their closer. But I don't know how many saves their individual relief pitchers have. And
yeah.
I don't know the first thing about fantasy, Major League Baseball, or anything along those lines. I've just always liked the Rangers. And so their wins last year and their ascendancy to the World Series was very nice. It was very fun to watch, and
sure.
I certainly hope they do that again this year. So,
well, they got home field advantage in the ALDS, so there you go.
All right. One California Republican pharmacist, he's in the state legislature. He wants to separate into a 51st state, including the counties of Fresno, Imperial, Inyo, Kern, Kings, Madera, Mariposa, Mono, Orange, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Tulare, all of which
sounds like an Irish song.
Pretty much have a high concentration or a higher than average concentration of shall we say, Republicans. Now, here's the thing. Here's the quote that I wanted to share with you. A spokesman for Governor Jerry Brown's office told the LA Times, quote, "It's a supremely ridiculous waste of everyone's time. If you want to live in a Republican state with very conservative right-wing laws, then there's a place called Arizona," end quote. And that was a spokesman for the governor's office. So there you are. Let's see here. Along the lines of political stuff, which I find kind of interesting, first of all, a limited number of House members expected to approve today by unanimous consent a short-term spending bill that would prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight Friday. That'll buy time until the entire House gets back next week from a week off. That's why we didn't talk to Bill Flores yesterday. So
right.
we'll see how that turns out.
Why is this an issue again? I thought we just dealt with this 2 months ago.
Because it's more stuff that needs to be funded.
No, I get it. I understand the ins and outs. It's just... And we still don't have a legitimate budget. Is that still the case?
No, not at all. As far as I know, the jobs bill that they absolutely positively were supposed to pass, to my knowledge, still has not been filed in the House because the House is adjourned this week. You know, if you know, pass this bill, pass this bill, pass this bill, and at last report, there wasn't a bill filed.
Well, and the name for the bill, actually, it was one of our representatives who filed that bill.
Yeah.
Did y'all talk about that?
No, but it was someone from Texas. The only reason I knew about it was because Colbert, of course, was making fun of it on his show.
Well, he filed the bill, and it was two pages, and it basically defunded the IRS. Something to that effect.
So there you are.
All right.
President Obama's landmark health care overhaul appears headed for a Supreme Court ruling as the election season hits full stride next year. So that could make for an interesting sidebar to the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
The health care law affecting virtually every one of us seems to figure in his campaign for reelection. And, of course, you know, he's already under pressure or under attack for it. The administration said on yesterday formally appealed a ruling by the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta that struck down the law's core requirement that Americans buy health insurance or pay a penalty beginning in 2014. And that's what this particular court case is all about, is that mandate that you must purchase health insurance if you don't already have it. The case could be resolved under normal court procedures by June of 2012, and you got to figure that's going to be leading right up to conventions. That's going to be really the home stretch of the presidential campaign. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of politicians sticking their feet.
Their foots in their mouth?
Their respective feet in their mouths.
Oh,
how about
yeah.
that? Kind of going back to that California Republican assemblyman we were telling about. First of all, a Republican Montana state legislator says he was talking about weapons of the mind in an online discussion with a Tea Party leader about stocking up on, quote, ammo to, quote, attack socialists.
Uh-huh.
Representative James Knox of Billings raised some eyebrows with a recent conversation on Facebook. Knox wrote that he wakes up early with a desire to attack socialists. The conservative first-term lawmaker goes on to ask a Billings Tea Party leader for some ammo. He told the Associated Press he was not talking about bullets. He says the mind is also a weapon. And the reference was about more confronting or attacking socialism. So that's his spin on that.
Uh-huh.
And then, did you hear about the governor of North Carolina?
No, what did he do?
Beverly Perdue. She says she was just kidding, but she's...
Oh, no, she wasn't. I heard the audio.
She's a Democrat, and she drew heavy criticism from Republicans when she suggested this week that congressional elections be suspended. Are you hearing me? Be suspended for 2 years to try to solve Washington gridlock. She actually suggested that we suspend congressional elections for 2 years while Washington gridlock is solved. Now, a spokesman said yesterday that Perdue was using hyperbole, or if you're from East Texas, hyperbole, when she... And no, that's not where we're going in for... That's not where we hope to end up at the end of the year. So, and I'm feverishly trying to find the audio right now.
I've got it here if you want.
Oh, do you? Pull it up, please, by all means.
I believe this is...
And I don't know if the president or any of the candidates for president, quite frankly, from either party, have a solid tool set to help us out. Because from my perspective, as one citizen, one taxpayer, one person who... knows that America has to do a lot of things differently to succeed in the global economy the way we've always believed America to succeed. We all want to be number one. I want North Carolina to be number one. You have to have more ability from Congress, I think, to work together and to get over the partisan bickering and focus on fixing things. I think we ought to suspend perhaps elections for Congress for 2 years. Just tell them we won't hold it against them, whatever decisions they make, to just let them help this country recover. I really hope that someone can agree with me on that. Just the one good thing.
And that was the meat and potatoes of it.
That does not sound like a woman who's joking.
That's not a joke.
That does not sound like a woman who's joking. All right, so here's her office's spin. Her office said she was using hyperbole when she made the suggestion on Tuesday. It was responding to an audience question during an appearance in Thomasville, North Carolina. And again, as you just heard, Perdue explained it would give members of Congress more breathing room to make decisions instead of worrying about another term in office. Yes, because after all, I want to give Charlie Rangel more breathing room. I want to give Nancy Pelosi more breathing room. I want to give all of them up there in their ivory tower more breathing room. News and Record of Greensboro reported that Perdue told reporters she was only expressing voters' frustrations with elected leaders who aren't working together to solve the nation's problems. She also said her sarcastic comments are not worth a bigger discussion. First of all, ma'am, that didn't sound like sarcasm. I have a pretty dry sense of humor, and I know a lot of people that have dry senses of humor. That was not a dry sense of humor. That sounded like the sincere comments of someone who thought that a wise move would be to suspend elections. My goodness gracious, did that really come out of your mouth? You know, people like Hitler suggest suspending elections. People like Hugo Chavez, you know, suggest suspending elections and things of that nature. So, you want to engage in hyperbole. We'll engage in some right now and say that sounds like a Hitler-esque quote. There's some hyperbole for you if you want to go off the deep end on making an asinine comment like that. But, you know, come on, lady. You're the governor of one of the 50 states, and that's the best you can come up with? Really?
Now, Chase, you've
been to elections?
You've got small children, don't you?
I do.
When is punishment best affected? Is it 2 years after they've done something wrong, or is it, you know, much sooner?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know, yeah. I don't wait till... Yeah, the whole concept of wait till your mother gets home, that's lost at our house.
Mm-hmm. At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Mark your calendar right now, October 7th and October 8th. Why? Because if there is someone special in your life and you are considering popping the question, men, shall we say, it's the David Gardner's Spectacular Engagement Ring event, October 7th, October 8th, 2 days, tons of rings. You can let the team at David Gardner's Jewelers guide you through the selection process. It is not an easy process, and it is, you hope, you want it to be, a once-in-a-lifetime choice. And you'll be surprised at what David Gardner's Jewelers can do with your budget. Things like 0% financing for up to 12 months. That makes paying for that ring easier than ever before. Now, as far as styles that you can see, things like Tacori, Viraggio, Natalie K, Precision Set, Rattani, Scott K, much more. It's going on October 7th and October 8th. That's next weekend at David Gardner's Jewelers. David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive in College Station. David Gardner's Jewelers, where Aggies get engaged.
Good morning, Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Neil Sperry with another edition of Plant Talk Texas. But first, a message from Producers Garden Center.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 1st, it's Utilizing Color in the Landscape, featuring horticulture expert Doug Welsh. It's all about color this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Modern lifestyles have probably brought us just a little bit closer to our neighbors than most of us would prefer. That's why so many Texas fence companies have found so much work screening properties and walling out noise. Fences have become a way of life to Texans who used to prefer not being fenced in. Consider your options in fencing. I'll help you right after this message. It's time for the annual pre-production offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 70,000 characters, more than 70,000 keystrokes. My 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, I always save my best photos for the calendar. We are now in full production of the calendar. Everything is in the hands of the artist. It's about to go to the printer, and when it does, the price will go up. Save 38% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America, and every word of it written just for your Texas landscape and garden. Total price, just $36.95. That's for the calendar, all of that information, and the magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before the price goes up. Most Texas fences are still Western red cedar. They're functional and they age to an attractive gray color, but they're also stark and foreboding unless you landscape them carefully. We're going to address landscaping fences another time here, but today let's spend our time outlining alternatives to long, boring wood fencing. Start by defining your needs. What exactly do you expect the fence to do for you and your landscape? If it's security, it's going to lead us in one direction. If it's simply a feeling of enclosure, then we have other ways to turn. If it's sound deadening near a playground or a busy street, there's a third set of options. Wrought iron fencing, for example, is great for security. Granted, it's also very expensive, but it's also the most permanent type of fencing available. You can buy stock patterns, perhaps even simple vertical bars on horizontal rails, or you can have a one-of-a-kind pattern designed and made to your specifications. Wrought iron is traditionally painted either white or black, but overlook those mundane choices and choose a color with more life and more zip. Anchor your wrought iron segments with brick pillars. If you have a small area and you still want the wrought iron look, shop local antique malls. You'll find old garden gates as well as sections of old fencing. It probably will have an old and weathered look, and so much the better. You can erect these short pieces of wrought iron as dividers between a landscape as well, and then put small annual or tropical vines up and over them. Most landscape planners will try to talk you out of painted picket fencing simply because there's so much labor involved in repainting and maintaining it. However, if you choose your lumber carefully, treated pine is best, and if you let it age a couple of months before you paint it for the first time, it should hold its good looks for several years before you'll have to repaint. There's a unique charm in picket fencing. No other type of enclosure can keep the kids and pets in place quite as well, and yet still extend a happy and open feeling to its surroundings. If you're at least slightly skilled in carpentry and woodworking, you even cut your own special patterns into the tops of the pickets. Consider making your own rustic fence out of red cedar. That's the cedar that's native through the hill country. Split rail fencing is Texas. At least that's what most of us thought when we first put it into our gardens, but it doesn't hold up as well, so you do need to consider that. And finally, if you want something slightly more formal, consider making your fence of welded wire. I'm Neil Sperry. Save time, money, and energy in landscaping in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
This is 1620 WTAW.
It's Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. That 0-3 non-district start by the A&M Consolidated Tigers may not be the way David Raffield had planned to start his Tiger coaching career, but the experience gained may have paid dividends when it counted. When district play started last week, the Tigers came through when it counted, scoring on a long run with 2 minutes left and holding on for a 33-30 win over Temple. Tonight, their first 12-5A road game pits the Tigers with the Ellison Eagles at Killeen's Leo Buckley Stadium. Ellison was stung hard by the Bryan Vikings last week, 56-7. They'll be hoping for a bounce back in their home district opener. Coach David Raphael says running backs and receivers blocking has been an improvement for his team.
We're getting better and better at it. You know, learning to block in space, it's kind of like everybody talks about tackling in space and how hard it is to tackle in space. It's really hard to block in space also. It's a special skill set that these kids had zero practice in the past. And so, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks into it, we're getting better at it.
Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll broadcast the game right here on 1620 WTAW, starting with the broadcast at 6:30. Texas A&M officials yesterday threatened to end the practice of releasing player injury reports. The warning was a response to Internet reports yesterday that as many as 4 Aggie players could miss Saturday's game against Arkansas. Aggie coach Mike Sherman said Monday that he did not know whether Ryan Swope or Coryell Judy would be available for the game against Arkansas and did not report on injuries of 2 other players who were mentioned in the Internet reports. But then late yesterday, an update from coach Mike Sherman was sent out. And here's the story. Ryan Swope, wide receiver, probable with a concussion. Jonathan Mathis, defensive lineman, questionable with a leg injury. Coryell Judy, defensive back, questionable with a leg injury. Stephen Campbell, defensive back, he'll be out for the Arkansas game. The leg MRI results were good news. Expected to be back in a few weeks. Arkansas offense is always explosive, even this year without Ryan Mallett. Coach Tim DeRuiter talks about that.
They've got as good a receiving crew as anyone in the country. The quarterback is an excellent football player, and the running back Wingo is a physical load. So we know we have our hands full this weekend. So that I think helps you get back on that horse when you've been knocked off. You know, you realize, hey, there's no walling around feeling sorry for yourself. Let's go. Let's get things corrected, and let's press on.
Aggies and Arkansas kick off a little after 11 Saturday at Cowboy Stadium. The Aggie volleyball team played the school's first Big 12 match since the official word that A&M is moving to the SEC. Whatever motivation that'll give opponents didn't work last night for the Baylor Bears. A&M beat Baylor in 5 sets, winning the final 2 to secure their 12th win of the year. 5 Aggies had double-figure kills, led by Kelsey Black, 17. She had 26 digs. Allie Sawatsky had 46 assists. Aggies are now 1-1. They'll host Kansas on Saturday at 6:30 at Reed Arena. If the baseball playoffs are half as exciting as last night's determining games for the 2 wild card spots, we're in for a great October. Going into the night, St. Louis and Atlanta were tied for the National League slot, and Tampa Bay and Boston were tied for the American League spot. If both tied teams had won or lost, there would have been a 1-game playoff today, but it will not happen. After St. Louis made quick work of the Astros 8-0 at Minute Maid Park, they settled in to watch Atlanta complete their historic collapse when the Phillies tied it in the 9th and then beat the Braves 4-3 on Hunter Pence's 13th inning single. The Braves blew a 10.5 game lead on the Cardinals in just 32 days. In Baltimore, the Boston Red Sox were one pitch away from winning and clinching at least that tie when, with two outs in the ninth, Jonathan Papelbon gave up a double, then a game-tying double, then the game-losing single, and the O's ended their lackluster season by breaking Boston's heart. Then to cap off the night, Tampa Bay and the Yankees were still playing, and literally 4 minutes after the Boston game ended, the Rays ended the Red Sox season when Evan Longoria's walk-off home run in the 12th inning won it. Boston went 7-19 in September and blew a 9-game lead in just 26 days. Earlier in the evening, Mike Napoli's ninth-inning home run gave the Texas Rangers the sweep in L.A., and the Rangers earn the home field advantage in the ALDS. They'll host Tampa.
Chance of showers down to a low of about 70 degrees. And then tomorrow, hopefully cooler temperatures with a high of about 90. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's a political outsider, and suddenly Herman Cain has more than an outside chance.
People who have been a part of the, quote, political establishment, they are still in denial.
That was after he won the Florida straw poll. Now Cain is third in the new Fox Republican poll, surging to 17%, just behind a fading Rick Perry, who has 19%. Mitt Romney's leading again at 23%. The government is about to get the funding it needs, but only a few days worth. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson explains live in Washington.
Well, Dave, it's definitely going to be a don't blank moment. A few House members will gavel the body into session. They'll bring up the 8-day continuing resolution. They'll approve it by unanimous consent and then go home. The next week, when both the House and Senate are back in full, they will take up another continuing resolution, this one designed to keep the government in business through November, Dave.
Rich, now that Gaddafi's out of power, four U.S. senators are in Tripoli today, meeting with Libya's new leaders. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right. Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham among a group of Republican senators in Tripoli for talks with the Transitional Council. We'll hear from them just over an hour from now. Meanwhile, today, global fugitive agency Interpol releasing a red notice alert for the arrest of Muammar Gaddafi's son Saadi. The first time Interpol has acted on the request of Libya's new rulers. Former soccer player and playboy Saadi was recently cited having crossed into neighboring Niger. Dave?
Alistair, in Syria, the U.S. ambassador, critical of the regime's deadly crackdown on protesters, came under attack. Tomatoes thrown at him as activists tried and failed to storm his Damascus office. A wild, wild card finished the baseball season. The Red Sox blow a ninth-inning lead to the Orioles, and then 3 minutes later... Evan Longoria's 12th inning homer on Sun Sports put the Rays in the playoffs. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Braves blew a ninth inning lead and lost, giving the Cardinals the wild card there. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Have you made that promise to yourself that you're not going to suffer through another summer like we're wrapping up now? Well, the folks at Intercon can help you. One phone call, 823-3639, Oscar and Brad Beard, can get you on the way to making sure that your home is as energy efficient as it can be, and you won't have to sit in there and sweat next summer like maybe you had to this year. They've got solutions for you, like windows that are energy efficient, maybe repairing the existing window you have. That's great. Intercon can do that for you. But they'll also be glad to show you what it'll take to replace those windows with something that's more energy efficient. The great deal about Intercon is because they're a local company, they'll come in, they'll do the measurements, they'll get you the quote, and they'll leave you alone because they have a good product at a fair price, and they have hundreds of satisfied customers. And also, solar screens is a great way to kind of cool the interior of your home or a building, and Intercon can help you there, too, with manufacturing solar screens to fit any size window or any shape window, and you can choose the amount of blockage that you want, anywhere from 10 to 90%. So why not get in touch with a local company who deals with energy? Entercon, it's in their name, 823-3639.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
Music director Marcello Busicchi conducts the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 30th anniversary season. Our landmark season kicks off October 9th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater with the 30th celebration concert featuring Beethoven's 5th Symphony. Season highlights include Mendelssohn's masterpiece Elijah, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Piano Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev, and music from the Americas and beyond. Visit www.bvso.org.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 7:06, 75 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There's a standing joke about how rich you don't get by serving on a jury. Starting next Monday, jurors throughout Texas are getting a pay cut. Brazos County District Court Clerk Mark Hamblin says a reduction of $6 a day was courtesy of the Texas State Legislature. Hamblin says state lawmakers also gave counties the option of cutting another $6, but Hamblin says the Brazos County Commission chose to continue funding that share.
We've got people that actually work and get paid to come and serve as a juror, to people that are retired that decide to come and serve, even though if they're reached the age of 70, they want to serve anyway, to people that actually do not get paid if they miss work. We just really appreciate. They're the very foundation of our judicial system.
Bottom line, jurors' pay in Brazos County, now $40 a day, drops to $34 a day starting Monday. One of the Twin Cities private schools is in financial trouble.
Officials at St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan notified employees, parents, and students Tuesday. A news release describes the K-12 operations in an 11th-hour fundraising appeal. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. If that comes up short, the school's Board of Trustees is considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to rent the facilities and keep as many current faculty members as possible. Head of school Kate Lucchesi, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. Over the last year and a half, there's been some recovery in student headcount. Officials say economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. Depending on the fundraising response, plans are to keep St. Michael's open through the fall. St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity regardless of what happens at the K-12 level. According to the website, St. Michael's was founded in 1972 and has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan since 1990. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last weekend's deaths of a young man and woman from gunshot wounds west of Bryan has been declared a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation shows evidence that 20-year-old Ashley Lenz was shot by 22-year-old Chance Schneider. Schneider then turned the gun on himself and fired one shot. A .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun owned by Schneider was found near the victims.
It was an unusual crime scene. We had two bodies very closely lying together and a gun in between them, and a lot of blood staining and physical evidence that had to be looked at and analyzed to determine exactly what the roles of each of the individuals were, and then some background work to determine, you know, what their relationship was and where they were in the last moments of their lives. And so, you know, it just took us a while to put all that together.
Kirk says there was nothing to show anyone else was involved. A neighbor told deputies he saw the couple arguing outside Schneider's house in the Smetana community last Saturday morning around 1 a.m. The neighbor also saw overturned furniture, a ransacked truck, and minor injuries to both Lenz and Schneider. The sheriff says background information indicated the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship the last 3 years. Friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a fundraiser to assist the family with funeral expenses. The benefit is this Saturday afternoon from noon until 6 at the Wheelock Community Center. More information is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Enough fence to cross Texas from east to west nearly 7 times is part of the agricultural loss due to wildfires this year, and that's just part of the picture. The Texas AgriLife Extension Office in College Station also reports more than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture nearly twice the area of Delaware have burned in wildfires this year. Extension economist David Anderson estimates the agricultural loss statewide at over $152 million through the middle of this month. Most of the expense is from the nearly 6,000 miles of fence and infrastructure that burned. Second on the list is the nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture. Losses from the wildfires is on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the drought in Texas. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 75 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwirnemann Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how Texas Truck Riggins came up with the idea of putting this boutique in the middle of their showroom right there on South College. Don't know how the idea was birthed necessarily, if it was because more and more ladies are driving trucks now and they want to look for something that they can, oh, I don't know, kind of spend a little bit of money on while they're waiting to have their truck fixed up, and they can do that because they've got purses and shoes and apparel, and they get to kind of shop for themselves and something they can enjoy all the time while they're getting some work done on their own truck. Now, it could be that there were guys who maybe needed to get out of the doghouse, and so, you know, here was a boutique right here where you could buy that purse or shoes or apparel or maybe that gift certificate while you were getting some work done on your truck that you wanted to get done. See, there are any number of theories as to how this came up, but the bottom line is when you need ranch hand grill guards or bumpers or toolboxes or spray-in bed liners or headache racks, they've got those, and they've got this boutique for all this neat stuff for ladies right there in the middle. So for whatever reason, stop in and see them. Texas Truck Riggins, they're located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just $99.88.
$99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
714 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2A. That's 775-2929.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north. We'll see some sunshine for today. An isolated storm could pop up this afternoon, 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. Highs will be 86 to 91. Clear skies, more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Cooler weather continues to move in Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs will be 83 to 88. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And in sports, it was a wild end of the regular season yesterday in Major League Baseball, and I'm sure we'll hear from some people and players and coaches that wear maroon on the sidelines in time for the big game against Arkansas this weekend, which, by the way, you can hear that right here on your official home for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, yeah, and high school football tonight, too. Consol's on the road. Nothing says fun like a Thursday night in Killeen.
You were waiting for me, weren't you?
Well, I pretty much did it for you.
So. Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I sore apologize.
We sneak up on you? I had to. I had to.
We do this every day, you know.
I don't know if you're on or not, but every time I have the weather, we do a sports team.
Hey, I don't have a jingle for when I'm not in the studio, you know.
That's true.
That's right.
Only Scott has that.
That's right. Yes.
But,
there you go.
So,
you know what's wrong, really?
What?
My watch is broken.
Really?
No, really kidding. No, really, I'm not kidding. That's what I mean. My watch is broke. It broke this morning. When I left home for work, which normally is at about 25 till 6, okay, I got in my car, and you know what the clock on my car said?
What?
10 till 6.
Oops.
Yeah, that was a big oops.
You know, it's funny, because I remember I walked into the studio about a quarter of, and I noticed that your light was off, and I thought, I wonder if I'm about to have to make a phone call.
Yeah, well, you almost did. Yeah, so, dang watch. Yeah. So, there you go. That's passing the buck.
Well, I don't know about you, but one thing that made me feel better, I was just having couldn't get my motor cranked today. And then, Tom came by and he said, "Hey, guess what's down the hall?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, really?"
Uh-huh.
And I had forgotten that they were down the hall because Patrick, when he came in this morning, said, "Hey, guess what I brought with me?"
Yes, sir. We got Nicole chips.
Here. Earlier this week, Patrick, we were talking about, and it may have just been yesterday. No, it was day before yesterday.
It's been a two-day ordeal here.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about how the average person eats 1.3 cookies per day.
Right.
And Patrick said, "Oh, that's funny, because I just ate a couple myself." And so then we just...
Yeah, that perked up our ears.
We opened up with both barrels because we asked him, "Well, where did you get cookies from?" Because and you have to understand something, folks. I mean, radio stations are just like any other office. If you bring food, certainly if you bring something from home that is homemade, it is implied that, did you bring enough to share? It's kind of like getting caught with chewing gum in elementary school.
It's absolutely like
did
that.
Did you bring enough for everyone? Uh-huh. And so I'm thinking, okay, you know, he got the little snack pack of Oreos or something like that, and he's like, "Oh no, you know, my wife made homemade chocolate chip cookies, and they're pretty good too." So the next question was, well, where are ours?
Yeah, right. Because it's all about us.
And exactly. Absolutely, it is.
Yeah,
and
right.
he did not have an adequate answer for that.
Right? Ah.
And so he had to go home and suck up to Nicole and you please.
These guys want cookies.
And Nicole, being the sweet and wonderful wife that she is, agreed to do that. and they are delicious.
Aren't they something else?
They're unlike any chocolate chip cookie I've ever
That is so true.
I've ever tasted.
They are without a doubt the lightest chocolate chip cookie I've ever had. They're very light. I mean,
they're crumbly. And that's where, Chase, the other day you said you like chewy chocolate chip cookies. Right. I'm totally on board with that. I love chewy. I hate crispy ones. I guess that's it.
These are not crispy.
They're none of the above. They're not crispy. They're not chewy.
These are fluffy.
They're a little sugary on top. And the chocolate chip just explodes in your mouth.
That's thanks to the kosher salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, excuse me. They're salty on top. Yeah. They're kosher salty on top.
So there you are. Thanks to Nicole for bringing us cookies. And we just gave our listeners 5 minutes worth of discussion about cookies that they can't have.
That they
and
can't
hunger,
have.
Yeah, hunger pains.
So,
unless you wanted to give away one as a prize. You know?
I think there might be some health code
violations. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure we can't do that because they're not prepackaged.
Sorry. Sucks to be you.
Somebody comes and gets a cookie, and then on the way home, they get a sneezing attack. And, it's all the gold's fault. So,
thank you, Nicole.
Yes.
Is Nicole up and listening, or she?
She might be. She's
still asleep.
It'd be our luck. She injured herself somehow. She burned her hand getting them out of the oven.
That's right.
It was pretty bad too. It's like second degree. So.
Oh yeah, it was tough. Though. She probably came to bed with flour on her face. Right.
There's a little bit of Nicole in every single cookie.
Yeah. All right. They were good cookies.
And let's see. Sad day. We need to report this.
Sorry.
And. Untold number. How many lives did this man possibly save? The guy's name is Wilson Great Batch. See,
like a great batch,
like a great batch of cookies. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
He passed away this week at the age of 92. So he
a fine life lived.
He lived to a ripe old age.
Yes.
Wilson created the implantable cardiac pacemaker.
Huh.
How many lives did this man save?
Well.
And more than a half century ago, it was first inserted in humans in 1960. A decade later, he formed a company under his own name to make batteries for the pacemaker.
Uh-huh.
And he was no one-hit wonder, by the way. He did enough inventing to get into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 1988. He had more than 150 patents in his name. His name is Wilson Great Batch. And if you or someone you know has a pacemaker, you can thank him.
Do you know if he himself had one?
We don't know.
He was 92, but he obviously didn't give himself the best one.
You know
if he did.
Wow.
Or else he'd still be ticking, right? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Guys, now that you've talked about those cookies, why don't you put the recipe on your website?
Now we'd have to bribe Nicole for that.
Well,
That's right.
It's not a family secret or anything. I'll ask her where she got it from. We'll post a link to it.
Yeah, easy enough. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Mike. Hey, 92 is a ripe old age unless you compare it to Methuselah.
Well, true. Hopefully nobody lives that long anymore. Hello?
Yes, we need a recipe for those cookies.
All right.
Look at that.
I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah,
you've
started something.
Yeah, it has.
If anybody knows how to put it on the website, it's Patrick. Yeah,
here's what we'll do. All right, Patrick's going to run the traps on that. It may not happen before 9 o'clock this morning. I doubt that it will.
If she's up, it will.
But if it can happen and we can do that, we will certainly share
she
with it.
She could email it to Patrick.
I'll post a picture right now. I'm going to test something out. We're going to do some technology tests.
A picture of the cookies?
I'm going to do it from my phone.
Ah.
And post it to the website from my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So there you are. So make sure that'll go into the Infomaniacs tab and you can check that out. And so even if we don't get you the recipe, now we've told you about and you can see a picture of a cookie that you can't have today. So you got that going for you.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Do you want to get fit?
Notice I didn't say lose weight, because if you get fit, of course you're going to lose weight. But if you get fit, you're going to feel better, you're going to have more energy, and it's something you can do for the rest of your life. When you get fit, you take your nutrition, your food. I didn't say diet. You take your food, you put it in sync with your workouts, and it's something you can do. Keep the pounds away. Feel better every day. If you want to get fit, call my personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU. 492-1900. 492-1900.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
At the so-called Healthcare Summit, February 2010, Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander got under Obama's skin by predicting that healthcare premiums would rise under Obamacare. Clearly irritated, Obama lectured the senator. This is an example of where we got to get our facts straight. And then Obama cited CBO projections that premiums would go down between 14 and 20%. It wasn't just Lamar Alexander. During the entire campaign to ram Obamacare down our throats, Obama and his party's leaders accused any critic of lying about what was in the plan and its impact. Well, the Kaiser Family Foundation just produced a new study showing that the average annual premium for employer-based plans costs over $15,000 a year. It's a 9% increase in just 1 year. How much of this is related to the passage of Obamacare? Well, let me quote the New York Times. In addition to increases caused by insurers getting ahead of potential costs, some of the law's provisions that are already in effect, like coverage for adult children up to 26 years of age and prevention services like mammogram screening, have contributed to higher expenses for some employers. Nothing Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, or the CBO said back then is supposed to matter now. Nobody's supposed to even remember the blatant lies they told to get Obamacare passed. The problem is I have a great memory, and I am going to make sure a whole lot of you also have a great memory, too.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. Ah, he's really not getting the message. No thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Let me ask you a question. When you bought your house and when you decided you were going to be in the market for a new home, how did your realtor treat you? Did they sit you down appreciating how little time you have and how little time any of us has, and sit you down to maybe only look at no more than 8-12 homes max. Did they do that for you? Did they get real with you? Did they sit down and they say, look, this is how much you can afford, instead of maybe letting you get in over your head? Because if you're in over your head right now, that is a helpless feeling. Nobody wants to be there. Did you interview more than one realtor? Or did you just go with a friend's recommendation? Did you just pull a name out of a hat? You point at somebody's name in the phone book? Did you interview realtors and decide which one was the best for you? Did you have a realtor that would meet your needs in terms of what is a must-have list and what is an absolutely avoid list? This is what we must have in a home. This is what we absolutely do not want in a home. If you didn't get any of that, then I strongly suggest the next time it's time for you to buy a home, or if you're looking right now to purchase a new home, Zweiker and Associates is the place for you. They have redefined the culture of the home buying process. Find out more. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast calls for a high today of about 98 degrees with a slight chance of showers today and tonight. Tonight's low about 70. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow and back up to a high of about 90. If we can just get through today, fingers crossed, it should be very, very pleasant tomorrow. Winds out of the north at about 10 to 15 and almost 10 degrees cooler than today. And then possibly tomorrow night, you might even want a jacket going to your favorite game with a low of about 59 degrees and winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10. 75 degrees right now, 729, News Talk 1620, WTAW News is coming up next.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
Available on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 7:31, 75 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Investigators have determined the death of a young couple west of Bryan was the result of a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says evidence shows 22-year-old Chance Schneider shot 20-year-old Ashley Lenz. Then Schneider turned the gun on himself.
First of all, within our own organization, I'm really proud of the work that our investigators and deputies did. And then we also had the assistance of our local ranger, Texas Ranger, throughout the investigation. And early this morning, we presented it to the district attorney's office for their review, and they concur with our results, and so that's why we're putting this out.
Kirk says the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship for 3 years. The sheriff says the shooting last Saturday followed a fight outside Schneider's house in the Smetana community north of the A&M Riverside campus. The fight came after the couple was together in College Station Friday night, and both had been drinking. A neighbor of Schneider said they heard a loud argument, saw minor injuries on both, and saw overturned furniture in a ransacked truck. Kirk says inside the house, they found Schneider's .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun and two spent rounds. The sheriff says there was nothing to show that anyone else was involved. Saturday afternoon, friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a benefit to assist the family with funeral expenses. The fundraiser is at the Wheelock Community Center Saturday from noon until 6. Details are online at WTAW.com with this story. An 11th-hour, six-digit fundraising campaign is underway to keep a local private school open.
St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan issued a news release Wednesday stating economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. Depending on the response, plans are to remain open through the fall. Regardless of the results, St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity. Options for the K-12 operation, according to the news release, includes considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to keep as many current faculty members and rent the facilities. According to the St. Michael's website, the school was established in 1972, and since 1990 has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. While there's been some recovery, it's not been enough to prevent the last-minute fundraiser. Head of school Kate Lucchese, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For years, if you served on a jury in Brazos County District Court, you were paid $40 a day, and the state would reimburse the county $34. Clerk of District Court Mark Hamblin says starting Monday, jury pay drops $6 a day due to legislative action in this past session.
Some of these people are really appreciative, and even though it's not much money, it actually buys a little bit of milk and bread and a little bit of gas and a vehicle to get them to and from the courthouse to serve. So I want you to know that we have a plethora of different scenarios that people in Brazos County have, and we try to be as sensitive as possible to each one of those.
Hamblin says state lawmakers also waived the requirement that counties had to contribute to jury pay, but the Brazos County Commission decided to continue its $6 share, meaning jury pay goes to $34 instead of $28 a day. More than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture nearly twice the area of Delaware have burned in Texas wildfires this year. As if the state's crippling drought hadn't hurt Texas agriculture enough, experts with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service in College Station say the wildfires continue to burn through the dried remains on a daily basis. Extension economist David Anderson estimates Texas agriculture losses at $152 million as of mid-September, the bulk of that total coming from 6,000 miles of fences and other infrastructure that burned. Second are the nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture, and that all comes on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the ongoing drought in Texas. More than 120 students and staffers at Ennis High School have tested positive for tuberculosis, but the state says that shouldn't keep kids from playing sports against Ennis teams.
Some districts are worried. For example, the Waxahachie ISD has instructed coaches to take their own water when playing an Ennis team and avoid prolonged contact. The state health department's Chris Van Dusen says kids who may have had a positive skin test should not pose a danger, but
if we see something concerning, something abnormal on a chest x-ray, we're going to start somebody on treatment. That person's not going to be at a sporting event. They're going to be confined at home until we can rule out tuberculosis, you know, until they get enough treatment that they're not infectious anymore.
He says TB isn't spread through water or surfaces or even a handshake. It's airborne and transmitted when a person coughs or talks. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time at 7:36, still 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 8 a.m. or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years' experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment, they'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group. Come in for a huge selection and huge discounts. Come into Sterling and get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on Yukon, Acadia, and Sierra. The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Do you know where you can find replacements for all the batteries and light bulbs you use in your home? Batteries Plus. The one store you've always trusted to have the battery you need also has the light bulbs you're looking for. So next time you need a battery for your cell phone or a plant light for your petunias, remember Batteries Plus is home to a huge selection of batteries and bulbs. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
The best place for batteries is now the best place for light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
739 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing, the pros at United Roofing. You can give them a call at 268-ROOF.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north. We'll see some sunshine for today. An isolated storm could pop up this afternoon, 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. Highs will be 86 to 91. Clear skies, more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Cooler weather continues to move in Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs will be 83 to 88. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll visit with the leader of the Aggie defense, Trent Hunter, as they get ready to try to bounce back from the Oklahoma State loss and get ready for Arkansas Saturday morning at Cowboys Stadium. We'll also talk baseball, some pretty exciting games to determine the wild card teams last night as the playoffs start on Friday. We'll talk about that. High school football tonight, Consol's playing over at Leo Buckley. All that and more coming up in sports.
Hey, you got to wonder if Consol sent Coach Ballard a note saying, hey, thanks for making Ellison nice and mad.
Yeah, right. Indeed.
That was who Brian was up 49 to nothing on last week at halftime.
Yeah.
So that's who Consol draws tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, Consol will be there tonight, and you'll be there tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo Buckley, it's not the most pleasant drive, but it's a heck of a place to call a game.
So yeah, yeah.
Nice facility.
Maybe Michael, leave some refreshments for you or something.
Hopefully they'll refresh the refreshments by the time I get there tomorrow. So that's what I'm hopeful for.
Right.
Well, occasionally on this show, we try to provide you with a variety of information, things that you can use, things that you can't use, things of stating the obvious and maybe even putting a smile on your face. And something that we've repeated numerous times on here is don't put anything on Facebook you wouldn't want your mother to see or your grandmother perhaps. Certainly if you're going to set your profile to public. If someone's not your friend and you make it where anyone can look at your profile, you're going to want to be real choosy what goes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, a mother in Tennessee has cost her son's high school football team victories.
Oh, no.
They're having to vacate three victories from earlier in this season. Ryan and Rodney Belasic transferred into Perry County High School from Henry County High School, where they had spent the earlier seasons in their high school career. But that all changed here in the last week or so, because what happened is their mama scolded her sons on Facebook after they left their room in a disorderly state when they departed for a school week in Perry County. She later posted on Facebook, and I quote, "How can two boys mess up their room as badly as they do when they're only here on Saturday and Sunday?" End quote.
Uh-oh.
Then that got spread around. All that got turned over to the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, their version of the UIL, and that led to discovering the Belosik's dual residence. Brief investigation, they learned that the Belosik's mother still worked and resided in Henry County. And that is where, that's apparently where, that's where they used to live. That's where the boys used to go to high school. Because part of the family was still residing in the player's original district, it was ruled that they should not have transferred to a new school until after their mother moved on from the area as well, leaving those two offensive linemen now ineligible to play for their current high school.
Goodness gracious.
The team will get to keep its wins from the past 2 weeks as they came with the Belosik's sitting out from action. And Perry County players will also be able to keep the statistics they accumulated in those three wins, despite the fact that they won't count on the team's official one-lost record. Be careful what you post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing with our Facebook segment, just so you know, delete all you want. But if we tell you three words that you need to remember today, three words. If you don't hear another three words that we say to you this morning, remember these. Facebook never forgets.
Never.
Never. It also has a keen memory for what computers you've used, who you were sharing those computers with. Your Facebook dossier could easily run to hundreds of pages. How do we know? You see, not here, but in Europe, they can force Facebook to send them a dossier of everything it knows about them. Now, we can't do that here because Facebook is a privately held company.
Right.
Two anonymous Europeans have shared their database dumps publicly. One of them had a Facebook dossier, if you will, of 880 pages. So, in other words, all of the paperwork that Facebook had on this one user came out to 880 pages. Including records of all friend requests that they rejected, records of the 12-plus friends that they had unfriended over the years, a list of devices from which this same user logged into Facebook, plus a list of other users on those machines, meaning Facebook knows who spent the night at your place last night, records of more than 50 incoming pokes since 2008. In other words, you can poke somebody on Facebook, and I still don't really understand what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
Some 75 event invites along with 38 RSVPs and, perhaps most disturbingly, a history of messages and chats. So if you think you're safe carrying on whatever activity you don't want others to know about by having it on Facebook, hold on just a second. Wait just a moment, my friend, I believe as Coach Corso would say.
That's right. Not so fast.
Not so fast. I couldn't think of it. Thank you. Not so fast, my friend.
Uh-huh.
So, just let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in because that is that's a little troubling. But then again, if you offer a service absolutely free of charge,
mm-hmm.
and it's your service, where does this sense of ownership come from? Because that's what I got to the point I was just laughing hysterically when not hysterically, but I was just laughing and shaking my head at so many people. I hate the new Facebook layout, and because that came out last week, I think.
Right?
And everybody's complaining about it. I didn't like it either. But you know what? It's as we pointed out on the show last week. How dare this company that provides me something absolutely free of charge not get my opinion or make changes without my consent?
Yeah.
Well, I have an opinion on Facebook, a very strong one too. And as the not self-proclaimed web guru, I do a lot of research.
Hey, buddy,
on
we're going to ask you questions. You're going to get asked questions before Tom and or I would.
That's true. But Facebook has changed significantly since I joined, and I joined just a few months after it was unleashed. This was back in 2004-05. While I was in college, and I was one of the few who could sign up because I had a .edu email account. And then they expanded it to everyone, but it has fundamentally changed. And every time they make changes, they are opt-out changes to where they release more and more that they used to consider private. They suddenly make it public, and they say, oh, but if you want to make it private, go back. And there's three different levels you have to get through just to make it private again. So I understand my position has always been similar to yours. If you put it online anywhere, Facebook, a website, whatever, mm-hmm. it's public. It's no longer private. There's no reason. I don't think anyone should have a reasonable expectation of privacy unless they explicitly state it on their website. But here's my biggest beef with Facebook right now, and this just came out a few days ago. Even when you log out, they have cookies on your browser, and most websites require you to store cookies so that you can visit them and interact with them appropriately. Even if you log out of Facebook, they will be tracking the websites you visit. They didn't mean to. They say they didn't mean to,
mm-hmm.
but they have that information. They say they're dumping it. I don't know if they are, but it's just one of those things that I actually go to the length to browse Facebook in a different browser so that they don't see everything that I visit. It's not a big deal most of the time. I'm not visiting websites that are going to incriminate me, but I don't. That's not something I wish to give up voluntarily.
So Patrick, along with the chocolate chip cookie recipe, will later on will be posting his links to his favorite tinfoil hat distributors as well.
That's right.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Robert Frost once wrote that good fences make good neighbors, and that's true, but so does being neighborly. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Last summer, my family and I took a trip in the camper we'd bought the year before. Unfortunately, I was still unfamiliar with many of the camper's hookups and settings, which led to a comedy of errors as soon as we arrived at the campground and I began to get it all set up. Right away, I popped open a side panel and wrestled to get the sewer hose connected. The problem was, I forgot the panel door was open above me and I bonked my head. When I stepped backward, I scraped my back along the bottom latch, and that's when I stood up and hit my head again. I was quite a sight for all the veteran campers around me. And given the spectacle I'd created, I wondered if some of the more experienced campers nearby would have offered a helping hand. But in fact, after watching me, one gentleman just shrugged his shoulders each time I walked by. They seemed almost offended by my inexperience. Over the course of the week, I did get to know some of the folks around us, after I took the initiative to say hello. It reinforced in my mind the importance of being neighborly with people, whether it's a new family in your neighborhood, a new employee at work, or just a bumbling camper next to you. Take the first step, extend a hand of grace, and make them feel welcomed. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
One more time. Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville. Let's take another look at your sports. That 0-3 non-district start by the A&M Consolidated Tigers may not be the way that David Raffield had planned to start his Tiger coaching career, but the experience gained may have paid dividends when it counts. When district play started last week, the Tigers came through when it counted, scoring on a long run with 2 minutes left and holding on to a 33-30 win over Temple. Tonight, their first 12-5A road game takes the Tigers to Leo Buckley Stadium in Killeen to take on the Ellison Eagles. Ellison stung hard by the Bryan Vikings last week, 56-7, so they'll be mad. They'll also be hoping for a bounce back in their home district opener. Coach David Raffield says that running backs and receivers blocking has been one improvement for the Tigers.
We're getting better and better at it. You know, learning to block in space, it's kind of like everybody talks about tackling in space and how hard it is to tackle in space. It's really hard to block in space also. It's a special skill set that these kids had zero practice in the past. And so, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks into it, we're getting better at it.
Kickoff tonight is at 7 o'clock. We'll broadcast the game right here on 1620 WTAW starting at 6:30. Texas A&M officials yesterday threatened to end the practice of releasing player injury reports. The warning was a response to internet reports yesterday that as many as 4 Aggie players could miss Saturday's game against Arkansas. Aggie coach Mike Sherman, who has always been forthcoming about injuries, said Monday that he did not know whether Ryan Swope or Coryell Judy would be available for the game and did not report on injuries to 2 other players who had been mentioned in the internet reports. But then late yesterday, Sherman did give a complete update. Ryan Swope, the wide receiver, probable for the game. He suffered a hard hit and concussion on Saturday against Oklahoma State. Jonathan Mathis, defensive lineman, questionable with a leg injury. Also questionable with a leg injury, Coryell Judy, who missed the Oklahoma State game. Stephen Campbell, the defensive back, out for the Arkansas game, had an MRI on his leg injury. It was good news, and he's expected back in a few weeks. Trent Hunter is the leader of the defense for Texas A&M. He knows what happened in the third quarter against Oklahoma State and swears it won't happen again against Arkansas. Here's Trent.
Came out third quarter this last week, and, you know, we had a rough time. We were able to pick it back up in the fourth quarter. So I'm excited to see how we come out this week in practice. If we come out dull and let that last game get to us, or how we respond, and I think we're going to respond good. Those lulls like we had in the third quarter last week, we're not going to come out dull and we're not going to accept that. That's not who we are, and that's not how we're going to play. So if that happens today, then everyone will know about it.
Aggies in Arkansas kick off a little bit after 11 o'clock from Cowboy Stadium. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW. Our pregame will start at 10 a.m. If the baseball playoffs are half as exciting as last night's determining games for the 2 wild card spots, then we're in for a great October. Going into the night, St. Louis and Atlanta were tied for the National League slot. Tampa Bay and Boston were tied for the American League spot. If both tied teams had won or lost, would have been a 1-game playoff today, but that won't happen. After St. Louis made quick work of the Astros 8-0 at Minute Maid, they settled in to watch Atlanta complete a historic collapse when the Phillies tied it in the 9th and then beat the Braves 4-3 on Hunter Pence's 13th inning single. Here's how that one ended.
Bringing a ground ball to first. Mayberry goes to second. There's one. Back to first. There's two. And the season is over. Phillies turn a 3-6-3, and the Braves players double over in agony. 13-inning loss in the last game of the season as the Cardinals rest the wild card away from the Braves.
Braves blew a 10.5 game lead on the Cardinals in just 32 days. Then in Baltimore, the Boston Red Sox were one pitch away from winning, clinching at least that tie, when with two outs in the ninth inning, Jonathan Papelbon gave up a double, then a game-tying double, and then the game-losing single.
Napoli swings, it's a high drive to deep left field. Back goes Moore into the corner. Moore at the foul pole. It is history! Just barely fair! Mike Napoli wraps one around the foul pole and makes it 3-1 Texas. Can you believe it? His second home run of the game. The crowd in Anaheim is irate.
And we sent you to the Texas Ranger game on that one. That was Mike Napoli's second home run of the game that beat the L.A. Angels yesterday and clinched the home field advantage for the American League Divisional Series for the Rangers. Tampa Bay and the Yankees were still playing last night, literally minutes after Boston's game ended. The Rays ended the Red Sox season with Evan Longoria's walk-off home run.
Here it comes. Swing, a line drive down the left field line towards the corner. This one, it's gone! It's gone! Evan Longoria has just hit the Rays to the American League wild card. The Rays are out of the dugout, and the roof of Tropicana Field's going to blow off. The Tampa Bay Rays, miracle upon miracle, have just won the American League wild card for the first time. And they can celebrate now all across Tampa Bay.
Texas Rangers will host Tampa Bay Friday and Saturday at the ballpark in Arlington. In the other ALDS, the Yankees in Detroit will start on Friday. In the National League, Arizona's at Milwaukee Saturday, and Philadelphia hosts St. Louis. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpinville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It will be the 68th time that the two will meet on the football field. Aggie fans, don't miss the Southwest Classic. A&M and Arkansas at Cowboy Stadium. It's October 1st. Tickets start at $85. Go to AggieAthletics.com and click on Tickets. Texas A&M.
Again, mid-80s, upper 50s should be very nice. 77 degrees right now. 8 o'clock WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Unemployment lines were a little shorter last week, and the economy did grow a little more than first thought over the summer. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, Dave, the Labor Department reports the number of people applying for unemployment insurance last week, about 391,000. That is a sharp drop from the week before. It's also the lowest weekly jobless claims number in 5 months. On another front, though, the Commerce Department says the economy grew at a rate of just 1.3% in the second quarter, better than the original report on the gross domestic product, but still, Dave, considered very weak.
Now, Rich, Wall Street seems to like all that. Futures surging before the opening bell later this hour. The government today gets a few more days of funding to avert a shutdown.
The House convenes for just a few minutes with a skeleton crew to align itself with the Senate and approve a short spending bill to fund the government through October 4th. The Senate okayed a similar provision earlier in the week. The House will now do it by a voice vote.
Fox's Chad Pergram says that sets up a debate next week on funding beyond Tuesday. He's a U.S. citizen who apparently became anti-American. A Massachusetts man accused of plotting to attack Washington, D.C. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, the FBI says 26-year-old Rezwan Firdaus began planning jihad against the U.S. last year, using large remote control airplanes packed with explosives to bomb the Pentagon, U.S. Capitol, and nearby bridges.
It's shocking. It's certainly unusual. It's nothing you'd expect here.
Firdaus is Ashland, Massachusetts' neighbor. He was arrested yesterday after undercover agents delivered machine guns, grenades, and what the alleged would-be terrorist thought were 24 pounds of C4 explosives. The FBI says the public was never in danger, Dave.
Jeff, bye-bye Boston. Adios, Atlanta. The Red Sox and the Braves both squander the biggest September leads in baseball history, and fittingly, both blew it in the ninth inning last night, putting the Rays and the Cardinals into the playoffs that start tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Someday I can be a marine biologist.
Or a park ranger.
Oh, a conservationist. I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If eating a bag of light bulbs could make this deal better, we'd do it. Fortunately, we didn't need to. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. Ah, he's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Business owners, you're always looking for a way to get that bottom line down as low as you possibly can. Here's a phone number that I think can help you out. It's 903-939-7245. That's the number for Suddenlink Business. That's right, Suddenlink Business Services. Now, you know about the dependability of and the whole line of products that you'll find from Suddenlink for your home. Will understand that Suddenlink Business can do the same thing. They can save you up to 30% versus the phone company. You can get your email delivery on your voicemail. There are customized calling features available to help improve efficiency as well. And you're not restricted to a specific number of lines. Most importantly, you get to keep two things, your phone number that you've had maybe for years, and the phone equipment that you've already paid for. So give them a call at 939-7245, area code 903-939-7245. And remember, unlimited local and long-distance calling in the U.S. as low as $39.95. And also, you can save more money if you bundle with your Internet. That's Suddenlink Business Phone Service, 903-939-7245.
This is Jim Swayze, just back from Half Price Books. You know, just when I think my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. But the folks at Half Price Books told me that this was Banned Books Awareness Week. Who knew? Huck Finn, the Twilight series, even the Bible have all been challenged by some group at one time or another. Well, darn if I hadn't read most of them. And my wild wife, Jenny, she's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. Our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but there's some people out there who just aren't wild about Harry. And The Joy of Sex was banned in 1972, the year Half Price Books first opened their doors, thus creating the term book lovers. We'll never stop reading these or shopping Half Price Books. So hurry in and be a way at radical too. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
All the sports you heard or missed, available when you are at playbyreplay.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There's a standing joke about how rich you don't get by serving on a jury. Starting next Monday, jurors throughout Texas are getting a pay cut. Brazos County District Court Clerk Mark Hamblin says the reduction of $6 a day was courtesy of the state legislature. Hamblin says state lawmakers also gave counties the option of cutting another $6, but Hamblin says the Brazos County Commission chose to continue funding that share.
We've got people that actually work and get paid to come and serve as a juror, to people that are retired, that decide to come and serve, even though if they reach the age of 70, they want to serve anyway, to people that actually do not get paid if they miss work. We just really appreciate. They're the very foundation of our judicial system.
Bottom line is that jurors pay in Brazos County now $40 a day will drop to $34 starting Monday. One of our Twin City private schools is in financial trouble.
Officials at St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan notified employees, parents, and students Tuesday. A news release describes the K-12 operations in an 11th-hour fundraising appeal. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. If that comes up short, the school's Board of Trustees is considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to rent the facilities and keep as many current faculty members as possible. Head of school Kate Lucchese, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. Over the last year and a half, there's been some recovery in student headcount. Officials say economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. Depending on the fundraising response, plans are to keep St. Michael's open through the fall. St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity regardless of what happens at the K-12 level. According to the website, St. Michael's was founded in 1972 and has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan since 1990. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last weekend's deaths of a young man and woman from gunshot wounds west of Bryan has been declared a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation shows evidence that 20-year-old Ashley Lenz was shot by 22-year-old Chance Schneider. Schneider then turned the gun on himself and fired one shot. A .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun owned by Schneider was found near the victims.
It was an unusual crime scene. We had two bodies very closely lying together and a gun in between them, and a lot of blood staining and physical evidence that had to be looked at and analyzed to determine exactly what the roles of each of the individuals were, and then some background work to determine, you know, what their relationship was and where they were in the last moments of their lives. And so, you know, it just took us a while to put all that together.
Kirk says there was nothing to show anyone else was involved. A neighbor told deputies he saw the couple arguing outside Schneider's home in the Smetana community last Saturday morning around 1 a.m. The neighbor also saw overturned furniture, ransacked truck, and minor injuries to both Lenz and Schneider. The sheriff says background information indicated that the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship the last 3 years. Friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a fundraiser to assist the family with funeral expenses. The benefit is Saturday afternoon from noon until 6 at the Wheelock Community Center. For more information, you can go to our website at WTAW.com with the associated story. Enough fence to cross Texas from east to west nearly 7 times as part of the agricultural loss due to wildfires this year, and that's just part of the picture. The Texas AgriLife Extension Office in College Station also reports more than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture, nearly twice the area of Delaware, have burned in wildfires this year. Extension economist David Anderson estimates the agricultural loss statewide at over $152 million through the middle of this month. Most of the expense is from the nearly 6,000 miles of fence and infrastructure that burned. Second on the list is the nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture. Losses from the wildfire is on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the drought in Texas. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 77 degrees now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on the web at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's a force to be reckoned with. The unbridled power of the legendary 390 horsepower 20 MPG highway Hemi engine. And today, it won't cost you an extra nickel.
Get a Ram 1500 and you'll get a Hemi V8 at no extra charge. Come drive one for yourself. Ram Power Days. Finance through Ally and get 0% APR financing or up to $8,010 in total values on 2011 Ram 1500 crew cabs. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Values include cash allowances, 1310 MSRP value Hemi V8, and $750 Lone Star package discount based on package items if purchased separately versus package MSRP. Offers end 10-3. EPA estimated fuel economy. Available Hemi V8 1500 4x2. Hemi V8 offer based on factory to dealer reimbursement. Dealer contribution may affect final price. See participating dealer for details. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
At Batteries Plus, we wanted to come up with just the right combination. Batteries Plus ham. Batteries Plus wigs? No. Then we realized, what better combination than Batteries Plus light bulbs? Batteries for your car, laptop, cell phone, plus light bulbs for appliances, track lighting, and a whole lot more. Batteries Plus, the replacement place.
The best place for batteries is now the best place for light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Whenever someone new moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be the early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north. We'll see some sunshine for today. An isolated storm could pop up this afternoon, 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. Highs will be 86 to 91. Clear skies, more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Cooler weather continues to move in Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs will be 83 to 88. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
814 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ah, and live radio right there. Had to do a little throat clearing. Ronnie Jackson from the City of Bryan joins us this morning. Ronnie, good morning.
Good morning, Chase. How are you doing?
So far so good. About yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
How are things in the one name city, as we refer to it here?
Things are pretty good. Things are really doing pretty well. You know, I'm here again because Alan Brugman, our communications director, is out on daddy duty.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, though.
Beautiful baby girl. I'll tell you, I want to trade with him. If he doesn't come back next week, I'm going to change diapers and he can come here and do his job.
That's a bold statement right there, my friend.
No.
That is a bold statement. Somebody lied to me and said when they're first born, they don't, you know, it's not as bad, you know, what they leave in the diaper isn't as bad. No, forget it. Forget it. It was bad from day one with both
day
of
one,
mine.
That's so, right.
With both of mine.
That's
so.
Right. Hey, we're here to talk about a busy couple of weekends coming up.
No kidding.
Yeah. First of all, this weekend, I actually brought a guest. I'm going to let her speak to you guys. This is Tiffany Parker with the Boys and Girls Club of the Brazos Valley, and she's going to talk to you for a minute about Day for Kids.
Very good. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Glad to have you this morning. Now, Day for Kids, I mean, big activities, and it's at Henderson Park this weekend, correct?
That's correct.
Now, tell us what all is going to be going on out there.
Well, we have a lot of things planned for Day for Kids. We're going to have a reading room that's sponsored by the Junior League of Bryan College Station, where kids can go in and listen to storytelling and receive free books, and they'll also have an opportunity to create some bookmarks that they can take home with them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And what else? I mean, outdoor activities, too, I guess, being at a park. So.
Exactly. All outdoor activities. Of course, we'll have the ever-present moonwalks. We'll have face painting, ring toss, carnival-style activities, lots of free food, beverages. It's just a really fun time for families to get out and enjoy the outside.
And what is the purpose behind Day for Kids? I mean, that's a unique name you know, as far as Day for Kids. What's the philosophy behind that?
It's a national initiative by Boys and Girls Clubs of America where parents get out and spend meaningful time with their kids without worrying about money. We know that the cost of everything is skyrocketing, and so we want to give parents an opportunity to go out and hang out with their kids, have a good time without worrying about the cost. So it's a totally free event.
And where exactly is Henderson Park, if folks don't know?
Henderson Park is at 1629 Mockingbird Lane in Bryan, Texas, near Anson Jones Elementary School.
I know where that is. So, and again, tell us the times and hours on that this Saturday.
The time for Day for Kids is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have a special presentation about 10:30, where a proclamation will be delivered proclaiming that is Day for Kids in Bryan College Station, that will be presented by representatives from the City of Bryan and the City of College Station. And it's a good opportunity for parents to just get out and have a good time with their kids.
Very good. And any place they can go for more information?
they can visit our website, which is www.bgcbv.org, or they can call the club at 822-7516.
Well, and the weather should cooperate too. We were looking at it's supposed to be mid-80s after about 60 Friday night. That's going to be perfect weather for
that. Awesome weather. Yeah. We had to push it back a little bit, but it actually worked out great for us.
Yeah, because it would have been really hot otherwise.
Exactly.
Well, great. Tiffany, thanks for stopping by and telling us about that.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Ronnie, what else you got for us this morning?
Well, also National Night Out is Tuesday, October 4th, and that's a crime prevention initiative supported by all of our area police departments, Bryan Police Department, College Station, A&M University Police, as well as the Sheriff's Department. And it's an initiative where we encourage folks to get out and meet their neighbors, have a little block party, those kinds of things. And it's about just knowing your neighbor and trying to support the neighborhood in which you live to keep the criminals away, basically. Mm-hmm. Typically, this is done the first Tuesday of August, but, of course, in Texas a few years ago, they decided it ain't happening. So in Texas and a few other southern states, they've moved it back to the first Tuesday in October. The kickoff for National Night Out is actually this Saturday as well, so a bunch of things to do on Saturday if you got kids, I'm telling you. It's going to be at the Target Center in Bryan off Earl Road Freeway. And I think it runs from about 10 to 1. And lots of food, and you get a chance to see a lot of different police exhibits and fire exhibits, police cars, fire trucks. They'll even have this year they'll have a helicopter out there. And you can, if you haven't signed up for a block party, you can do that at this particular event. And if you don't get there and you still want to do a block party, you can contact in Bryan, at least Sergeant Demond Oliver, and his office number is 979-209-5359, or you can go to our website, bryantx.gov. There's a little icon there with National Night Out on the opening page, the feature page. Click it on and shoot him an email.
Very good. And okay. then Texas Reds the weekend
Texas
after
Reds
that, because you
the
said
weekend
a busy,
after
busy
that.
Couple of weeks. So.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, these Saturday is a prelude. Mm-hmm. This Saturday the 1st is a prelude to next weekend. Texas Reds starts on October 7th with a lot of fun activities. Golf tournament for the first time this year at Bryan Municipal Golf Course, Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Everything Friday night is free. There's a wonderful tribute band, Jimmy Buffett tribute band, Land Sharks, mm-hmm. that is coming in from Florida. And then Saturday, everything kicks off from about 10 o'clock all day long, although there will be a fun run around 8 o'clock in downtown Bryan. But about 10 o'clock, everything kicks off. There is a $5 charge for admission for adults and kids 13 and over, but everybody 13 and under, your kids get in free, so don't think that you can't afford this. You can afford this. But there is a bunch of wonderful bands and activities for the kids. The Kids Zone area is going to be done by the Children's Museum this year. Everything is in we've extended, actually, the festival area a couple of blocks north, and everything is going to be within those few blocks. And it's just going to be it's probably the biggest and best, and it's going to be cooler.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be cool.
We promise you that
compared to June. And it's football season, so we've actually put together a tailgating area. It's going to have four big screen TVs, so you'll be able to watch the Aggies against Tech, the Longhorns against Oklahoma, even some baseball playoffs if you're into that. And then, of course, great steaks and great wines and just great food and fun. And it's a really fun atmosphere. And that'll be all day Saturday, culminating with Joe Nichols, a four-time Grammy-nominated star. And the ladies love him because he's a hunk. He's almost as good-looking as you are, Chase. So.
Oh, no. Flattery will get you everywhere, Ronnie.
He is a hunk, so that's all we hear from the ladies at work is they can't wait to see him. But and a lot of the students at A&M are familiar with him. I wasn't when we first announced it, but so of course we went online and saw some of his work, and you know, superstar. Mm-hmm. He really is. So we're all excited about that. It's going to be the first feature artist that'll be sort of outside our Texas country western genre. So we're excited about that.
Very much so.
Anyway, October 1st, it's going to be National Night Out, as well as Kids Day with the Boys and Girls Club, and then 7th and 8th. It is going to be Texas Reg. So lots of fun activities for the community.
Good time to do it. And as we said, the weather should cooperate.
So, all right.
Ronnie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan. We chat with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's all brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com. Or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Man, this sink is really clogged up.
Don't make it any worse. You know we have a party tomorrow.
I think it's just the garbage disposal. Hey, Jimmy, go get Daddy's tools.
I'm calling the plumber. It figures. I got their voicemail.
I think you better call somebody else. Hurry!
Hello? Is this Plumber King? I have a stopped-up sink, and my husband has his tool belt out. I really need someone here ASAP.
Don't let this happen to you. Bryan 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service, all for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com now.
You can look out a window or click online. Ours is more scientific. WTAW.com.
The Aggie Football Report's brought to you by StubHub. Go to StubHub and choose your seats today, the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics.
This season, scoring your dream seats to catch the Aggies in action is easy. All you have to do is head to StubHub, where other Aggie fans are selling their extras, and you can find seats that you can't find anywhere else. From the hottest Big 12 rivalry games to critical conference clashes, there's no place like StubHub for finding the tickets you want. StubHub is the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics, and your place to score the seats you want to live the dream. StubHub!
We told you each day this week we have tickets remaining for the Arkansas game. The Aggies will play the Hogs Saturday at 11 o'clock at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, 10 o'clock broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. We have tickets remaining for the game. You can go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or the ticket number, toll-free, is 1-888-99-AGGIE. The focus of this team after a tough loss to Oklahoma State last Saturday, 30-29, and the coach looks at focus and keeping the team targeted on Arkansas this Saturday. Head coach Mike Sherman.
Well, that's my job. I mean, my job is to make sure they are focused and they have their sights set on this upcoming week. I mean, we have to be hard on them about what happened. We should not have lost that ball game. It take nothing away from Oklahoma State. They did a great job, but we were in a position with 17-point lead to win a football game, and we basically gave it away. And that's unacceptable. So, you know, we're going to be hard on them today, but then we have to build them back up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and obviously Friday. We got to go up to Dallas and get ready for this game on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And this is a good football team. They just lost a tough game against Alabama, but they're a good team. They have very talented kids and good coaches. So we have to go up there with an edge, and we got to find that edge this week in practice.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman will talk about Arkansas tomorrow on the next Aggie Football Report. I'm Dave South. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
825 News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast calls for a slight chance of showers today and tonight. Upper 90s for a high today, and then a low of about 70 degrees tonight. Tomorrow we'll see mostly sunny skies and much nicer with a high of only about 90. Wind shift as well. They'll go from being out of the south to being out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And we could drop into the 50s tomorrow night. Mid-80s, mid-50s for highs and lows across the weekend and into the better part of next week. 76 degrees right now at 826.
Now is the time to shop the Urban Miller bedroom sale going on this month at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off beautiful Urban Miller bedroom selections in styles like Queen Anne, American Ivy, and the number one bestseller, Arts and Crafts Mission Style. These exquisite Urban Miller pieces are handcrafted and they're made from solid wood with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that will give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from a large selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want them. If you've been waiting for the right time to purchase bedroom furniture, well, that time is now. 10% off Urban Miller Bedroom Furniture. Amish furniture for generations. They're located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish furniture for generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access, and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Brian 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Brian800.com.
1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M Associate Head Women's Basketball Coach Vic Schaefer has put his name on a golf tournament and a tournament for a good cause. It's for the Hope Pregnancy Center. Our friend Keith Kane from KAGC Christian Radio visited with Tracy Frank about Hope Pregnancy Center and the fundraiser and the golf tournament coming up. Here's Tracy Frank and Keith Kane.
Hope Pregnancy Center is a faith-based pro-life organization, and our main purpose is to meet the needs of those facing crisis pregnancies. Now, I typically look at a crisis pregnancy as someone who may be unmarried in a situation where abortion may be something that they're considering. But a crisis pregnancy is defined by those who are experiencing it. So sometimes it could be a young married family or a young married couple who didn't expect to get pregnant as soon as they did. And so they're having financial trouble, and that's their crisis. It could be a more established family. A husband may have lost a job or something, and they're experiencing financial problems. We also have a group of international students that take advantage of our services, and their crisis is having their first baby far away from home in a country and culture they don't really understand. We also provide parenting classes, including childbirth preparation, nutrition, a class for guys called Dr. Dad, butts in your wallet class, just various things. And when the clients take these classes, they earn points, and with the points, they can shop in what we call Hannah's Closet. And that provides new cribs, new car seats, diapers, wipes, baby clothes, just everything you need to start a nursery.
All right. And the whole reason that you are talking with us this morning is the upcoming golf tournament fundraiser for yes. Hope Pregnancy Center. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, this is we've been doing a Coaches of Character golf tournament for about the past 5 years. I think our first honoree was Mark Johnson. Then we had David Kent and Marty Criswell. We also had Mike Terrell and Boyd Brigman. And in 2009, we honored Coach Vic Schaefer, who's the associate head coach for Aggie Women's Basketball. He got back in touch with us and said that he so enjoyed the event and what it represented and what we were trying to do in the community, that he would like to make it his own. And we thought about that for 1.2 seconds and said, yes, that would be great. We'd love to partner with you. And so this year is the inaugural Vic Schaefer's Coaches of Character Golf Classic benefiting Hope Pregnancy Center. And it's going to be held out in Pebble Creek on October 10th. We're starting earlier this year, so some of our previous players, note this, we are starting at 10 instead of 1. And we have early registration at 8:30. And well, Taco Bell's bringing out lunch, and we're going to have a shotgun start at 10 and then a social and awards program after the event. Coach Schaefer has selected Coach Jen Jones, who's the associate strength and conditioning coach for Aggie Women's Basketball, as the coach that we're honoring this year. And we're very excited about that.
Well, now that we've gotten the area golfers interested in playing in this tournament, what is the registration information?
They can find the registration information on our website, hope.golfrag.com. It's $175 a player, $700 for a team. There are various levels of sponsorships that include additional benefits. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So we always run a special. Pastors play free on a paying team of three. So if you'd like to honor your coach, or excuse me, honor your pastor, who's your spiritual coach, you can, it's on a Monday, October 10th. So usually pastors are off on Monday, and take them out and have a round of golf.
Again, that's hope.golfreg.com to register. It's on October 10th. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
You're listening to the flagship of Aggie Sports, all of them, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 78 degrees right now outside the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Masterpiece Framing, your local custom picture frame shop where you and your art are treated as a masterpiece. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Investigators have determined the death of a young couple west of Bryan was the result of a murder-suicide. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says evidence shows 22-year-old Chance Schneider shot 20-year-old Ashley Lenz. Then Schneider turned the gun on himself.
First of all, within our own organization, I'm really proud of the work that our investigators and deputies did. And then we also had the assistance of our local ranger, Texas Ranger, throughout the investigation. And early this morning, we presented it to the district attorney's office for their review, and they concur with our results, and so that's why we're putting this out.
Kirk says the couple had a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship for 3 years. The sheriff says the shooting last Saturday followed a fight outside Schneider's house in the Smetana community north of the A&M Riverside campus. The fight came after the couple was together in College Station Friday night and both had been drinking. A neighbor of Schneider's said they heard a loud argument, saw minor injuries on both, and saw overturned furniture and a ransacked truck. Kirk says inside the house they found Schneider's .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun and two spent rounds. The sheriff says there was nothing to show that anyone else was involved. Saturday afternoon, friends of Ashley Lenz are holding a benefit to assist the family with funeral expenses. The fundraiser is at the Wheelock Community Center Saturday from noon until 6. Details are online at WTAW.com along with this story. An 11th-hour six-digit fundraising campaign is underway to keep a local private school open.
St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan issued a news release Wednesday stating economic uncertainty has made it impossible to continue operations at current income levels. St. Michael's Facebook page states the goal is $600,000. Depending on the response, plans are to remain open through the fall. Regardless of the results, St. Michael's preschool plans to continue as a separate entity. Options for the K-12 operation, according to the news release, includes considering negotiations with the state charter school organization to keep as many current faculty members and rent the facilities. According to the St. Michael's website, the school was established in 1972 and since 1990 has been located on its 7-acre campus in South Bryan. The news release cited problems 4 years ago that led to a sharp decline in enrollment. While there's been some recovery, it's not been enough to prevent the last-minute fundraiser. Head of school Kate Lucchese, who's been at St. Michael's in some capacity for 27 years, says the hope is to make the transition as painless as possible for families and teachers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For years, if you served on a jury in Brazos County District Court, you were paid $40 a day, and the state would reimburse the county $34. Clerk of the District Court Mark Hamblin says starting Monday, jury pay drops $6 a day due to legislative action in the last session.
Some of these people are really appreciative, and even though it's not much money, it actually buys a little bit of milk and bread and a little bit of gas and a vehicle to get them to and from the courthouse to serve. So I want you to know that we have a plethora of different scenarios that people in Brazos County have, and we try to be as sensitive as possible to each one of those.
Hamblin says state lawmakers also waived the requirement the counties had to contribute to jury pay, but the Brazos County Commission decided to continue its $6 share, meaning jury pay goes to $34 instead of $28 a day. More than 1,500 head of livestock and swaths of pasture, nearly twice the area of Delaware, have burned in Texas wildfires this year.
As if the state's crippling drought hadn't hurt Texas agriculture enough, experts with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service in College Station say the wildfires continue to burn through the dried remains on a daily basis. Extension economist David Anderson estimates Texas agriculture lost $152 million as of mid-September. The bulk of that total comes from almost 6,000 miles of fence and other infrastructure that burned. Second are the nearly 3 million acres of scorched pasture land. That all comes on top of the estimated $5.2 billion lost to crops and livestock from the ongoing drought in Texas. More than 120 students and staffers at Ennis High School have tested positive for tuberculosis. But the state says that shouldn't keep kids from playing sports against Ennis teams.
Some districts are worried. For example, the Waxahachie ISD has instructed coaches to take their own water when playing an Ennis team and avoid prolonged contact. The state health department's Chris Van Dusen says kids who may have had a positive skin test should not pose a danger, but
if we see something concerning, something abnormal on a chest x-ray, we're going to start somebody on treatment. That person's not going to be at a sporting event. They're going to be confined at home until we can rule out tuberculosis, you know, until they get enough treatment that they're not infectious anymore.
He says TB isn't spread through water or surfaces or even a handshake. It's airborne and transmitted when a person coughs or talks. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:38, 78 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Masterpiece Framing. More news online anytime at WTAW.com. More news coming up at noon today also. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Masterpiece Framing is Bryan College Station's innovative local custom frame shop. With free consultation and price quotes, there's no reason not to consider Masterpiece to frame your artwork this coming holiday season. Masterpiece offers a variety of services, including picture hanging, conservation and preservation framing, stretching needle art to remove wrinkles, shadow box framing, and creative custom design services to perfectly fit your artwork. Masterpiece Framing, where you and your art are treated as masterpieces. Check them out online at masterpieceframingbcs.com or call 450-1920.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
841 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-WAY, 775-2929.
Sunshine will continue across the region. There is the threat of an isolated thunderstorm as a front remains stalled off to our north. Should start to try to drift through the area. Temperatures near 95 this afternoon. Skies become clear tonight. Lows will be around 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow. A little bit cooler. Highs 86 to 91 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Definitely cooler 60. Sunny and 83 to 88 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we had Ronnie in here last half hour talking about all the stuff that's going on this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just right here on the radio, we've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, sports-wise.
Yeah.
Especially tonight. Starting tonight. We're darn near like ESPN. We're going to have so much football on the radio.
Wall-to-wall sports. I mean, just... Tick it off.
Because we...
Get ticked off
on WTAW. That should go
Or even on our partner station.
Yeah, Sports Radio 1150.
Yeah, got that Bellucci hour at noon.
Yeah, you're welcome, Louie.
Yeah, there
you're
you go.
You're welcome, Louie.
There's your plug. Yeah.
That's today at noon.
At noon, yeah.
And then tonight at 6:30. Oh, he just came in. All right, I'm going to do something Scott doesn't normally do. I'm going to
put Louie on the radio.
I'm going to give you an open microphone.
Oh my gosh.
We said you're welcome because we said the Bellucci hour is today at noon.
Yeah, we just plugged your Bellucci hour.
I figured you were going to say something like "be nice to me" when you said something Scott never does. But I'll take the Bellucci hour plug. Don't get me wrong.
Today at noon. You guys going to talk about equestrian?
Well, you know, there's a big equestrian meet coming up somewhere this year,
right?
And we'll be there, probably broadcasting live. Yeah,
Don't get wet.
Now you're road tripping to Arlington, are you not?
Most of our crew is. Yeah, we're going to be doing our pregame show tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Let's do it on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
What is today?
Today's Thursday.
Then we'll go Saturday.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do the post-game call-in show, which on road games is kind of optional. We figured SEC game, SEC week, key moment in the season. So 3 to 5 p.m., the call-in show, 2 hours of people's entertaining thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And you doing a show today?
You know, after the Bellucci hour and then a big weekend, I really want to rest up. But Ben said, no, go to work. So, I'll be on 2 to 4.
What about tomorrow?
Is tomorrow still Friday?
Tomorrow's still Friday. Has not changed in the last 30 seconds.
I'll be there.
All right.
Oh,
just checking.
I'll be there.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Chase. I hope you fill in for Scott a lot more. This is a great day for me.
I'm going to be here at least another 2 weeks. So.
And so will I.
All right. Very good. Louie Valina, he's on the air in the afternoons, 2 to 4 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
They'll be doing that post-game show at Cowboy Stadium until Jerry sends his boys in there to kick him out.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got all sorts of sports.
We've got to start cleaning up here because the Cowboys play the next day at noon.
And Los Tigres will be on the radio tonight.
See?
A&M Consolidated taking on Colleen Ellison at Buckley Stadium. That pregame starting at 6:30.
Yes,
kickoff at 7.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then tomorrow night, also on our partner station, The Zone, with pregame starting at 7:05-ish.
Right.
Brian Viking football goes for 2 in a row in the district. Looking to go 4-1 on the season.
Yeah, how about that?
Looking to go 4-1 on the season. In fact, I was right. 56-7 last week was the largest point output by the Brian Vikings under head coach Bob Ballard.
Really?
In his seasons here. So,
And we'll have the Rudder Rangers, they'll be on the Zone HD.
Yeah, thank you for saying that because otherwise I had a feeling we were about to get some angry phone calls.
Yeah, they'll be on the Zone HD versus Bastrop. They're going to be at Merrill Green Stadium on Friday. And we'll have the Navasota Rattlers taking on Wharton down at Rattler Stadium on Friday night.
Speaking of Rudder, just to make up for my forgetfulness and forgetting that, I want to throw this out there. From 5 until 7 Friday, so tomorrow actually. Today is Thursday, as if we didn't just firmly establish that with Louie.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow from 5 until 7, the Rudder Rangers Spirit Team, along with Texas Roadhouse, they're hosting a tailgate. And tomorrow night's homecoming for Rudder as well.
Right.
They're hosting a tailgate from 5 until 7. They'll be in the South Gate parking lot at MGS. That's what the cool people call Merrill Green Stadium.
I call it Merrill Green Stadium.
South Gate because you're not cool. They'll be in the South Gate parking lot at MGS. And
you've got coached for 50 years. I'd say his whole name.
I don't think he coached that long. But it was a while.
Yeah.
They'll be selling burgers and pulled pork sandwiches along with chips, cookies, and drinks for just $7. And this is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit Bastrop ISD.
Oh, that's good.
So a portion of the proceeds benefiting Bastrop ISD.
Yeah,
so
they need it.
They are some displaced people. And absolutely.
What a cool deal that is.
Most definitely. So
And then Saturday, I hear there's a big football game up in Arlington.
Yeah, as we said, the Shiner Block pregame show starting at 10. Fan Zone, starting at 8.
At 8? Is that when it's going to start?
It'll start at 8, and then the pregame show, the pregame road show with Dave and Dave starting at 10 on both the Zone and here on WTAW.
At 10.
And then game at 11. And then
game
the,
at 11.
TexAgs.com postgame show following the game on our partner station, The Zone. So, yeah, as I said, as we said.
That's right.
Yeah, take that, ESPN, with your Longhorn Network. We have more football in the next 3 days than the Longhorn Network may have all season.
Oh. And people going up to Arlington should be no problems as far as, you know, getting into the game with 11 o'clock start.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I was checking the Ranger schedule.
Right.
And it's still to be determined what time they're going to play on Saturday.
Is that going to be game one or is it
game
one?
Game two.
Okay.
Game two. The game one is Friday, like at 4 p.m.
Really?
But Louie and I were surmising that since the Yankees are playing the same day, you know they're going to put the Yankees in prime time.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So that Ranger game could be another afternoon start on Saturday. So getting out of the football game, going against people getting into the baseball game could be an issue on Saturday. So you're pre-warned, although the time is not yet determined for the baseball game.
And the good news is that at least you will have gotten to the parking lot first.
Exactly.
So
you'll
have that going for you, which is nice.
Right.
And still some tickets available, too. So,
That's what we hear.
Call the A&M box office, 845-2311.
Boy, have we plugged everything or what?
Well, you know, honestly, the prep stuff that we have is kind of subpar. So, you know, we can talk local stuff, and that's never a bad thing. So.
I got a funny that I've been meaning to tell all week.
Please share. And, I will decide just how funny
just
it is.
Just how funny it is. Mm-hmm. Well, this was something that was said by Neil Cavuto. You watch Neil?
Mm-hmm. I like Neil.
Yeah, I like Neil, too. He seems to be pretty much on the ball. And this came last Saturday during their, you know, like their You Got No Money shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they do on Saturdays.
Here's how much money you lost this week.
Exactly. And he was talking to somebody about the horrible week on the stock market last week. Neil Cavuto says, you know when I'm really going to get worried? They said, when? They said, I'm really going to get worried when I go to my ATM to get $20 out. The little screen says, do you really need that money today?
Oh. Yeah.
I thought that was sad and funny at the same time.
And of course, you know, but to be fair, when was the last time Neil Cavuto went to an ATM and only withdrew $20?
Exactly, yeah.
Makes me a little skeptical. Let's see. Speaking of money, if you want to part with some of it, you can give it to Amazon.
$200?
The most expensive one would be $150, and that, my friends, would be the new Kindles.
Oh, yeah.
They launched four new models yesterday in the Kindle lineup. There's the Kindle. That's the keyboardless replacement for the low-end model. Now they have the Kindle Touch. It's an e-ink model. Can you help me out there, Patrick?
Model? It's just a non-transmissive display. In other words, there's no light behind it, and it just flips between sort of a medium gray and a black. And it looks a lot more like paper than you're used to with your phones.
Interesting.
Right. Which is kind of like a Kindle.
This is why it's called Kindle. It has an infrared detector that acts as a touch screen that also comes in, also is available in 3G.
It's less precise than a capacitive touch screens, but it works pretty well.
And you said $200. I said $149. It's the Kindle Touch 3G is the most expensive, and it is $189 without special offers or $149.
The $200 I was referring to is actually for the Amazon Fire, their tablet, which does have a transmissive screen, LCD screen.
Yeah,
it's sort of like an iPad.
Exactly. And again, prices are going to vary depending on whether or not you're okay with Amazon showing screensaver ads, which is an interesting addition as well. So now you have the Kindle as low as $79, the Kindle Touch as low as $99, the Kindle Keyboard, that's the original, that's what Tom has, the Flintstones model, it is $99, and then you have the Kindle Touch 3G as low as $149 and the Kindle Keyboard 3G for $139. So,
well, the neat thing about the Kindle, though, is what people might not know is that you can share your books with other devices. Mm-hmm. In other words, we have a Kindle and we have a Kindle account, and you know, you buy the books for $9.99 or whatever they are, but those same books show up on my Mac. They show up on Judy's iPad.
They're all tied to the same account.
Yeah, and it's free. I mean, you don't have to pay any extra for that.
I thought you were saying that you could almost Bluetooth them to another device, and I'm thinking, the publisher would probably have a problem with that because then that's almost.
I actually think you can. I think you can loan it for just a short period of time, maybe a week or 2 weeks.
I think so, but you can get it permanently on any other device as long as you have a Kindle account, and that's kind of cool.
So there you are.
Yeah,
it's 8:51. We'll be back.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service?
Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
It's truck month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
The King and Queen invite you to choose your own adventure this year at the 37th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival, presented by Bud Light. Join us for 8 magically themed weekends and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Catch hundreds of daily performances, along with games and activities for kids of all ages. Feast on international cuisine and explore our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Wood Forest National Bank and online at TexRenFest.com. The Texas Renaissance Festival and Bud Light. Choose your own adventure.
Summer's still here and so is the heat. But it's Rattlers to the rescue with ice-cold Dasani 20-ounce water, only 89 cents a bottle. Ice-cold beer. Yep, Rattlers has lots of it. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller Light, any 12-pack, only $9.99. So stock up and beat the heat. And if you get the munchies, Rattlers has any size candy bar, 2 for only $2. Rattlers, your complete convenience store. Rattlers Country Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
853 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Patrick, I know you were promoting it earlier. You said recipe forthcoming. How are we doing on that?
It is there now.
Get out of here.
No, it's there. I put the ingredients up, but just to be fair to the website that Nicole found it on, I linked to the how you go about making them. You can find it on epicurious.com, but the link's there. And Nicole made a few changes, and she didn't quite use measuring cups because she's crazy like
she's
that.
She's a Paula Deener.
Just throw a little in, throw a little in.
But you know who originated that? It wasn't Paula Deen. The first person that I remember doing that was Justin Wilson.
The old man Cajun cook.
But
you know, it was amazing because he'd sit there and he'd say, you'll need a teaspoon of salt now. And he would take salt and pour it in his hand and then pour it in. And I remember watching him one time and he said, you don't think that a teaspoon of salt, do you? And he sat there and I kid you not, he got out a teaspoon. He poured some in his hand, got out a teaspoon, and it filled it up.
Perfectly.
Now, how many times he actually had to practice that before he did it on air, I don't know, but that's just the skeptical side. I'd like to think that old crazy Cajun actually just knew could do it right off the top of his head.
Sure he could, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so really, really cool stuff. And he was kind of like the, I mean, imagine if you talk about a man and Julia Child too, but you talk about a couple people who are so far ahead of their time. In terms of, you know, putting cooking shows on and things like that. Imagine if Justin Wilson was in his prime right now. I mean, how many shows would he have on Food Network?
Yeah.
Or the Travel Channel or something like that. Instead, we've got Anthony Bourdain, who then goes off and tees off on people like Paula Deen. I'm thinking, you're not very smart, dude. Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, when my grandmother cooked, she'd always use the holding eggshell and use it to measure stuff out. She would be right on with that too. So she did it so many times.
That's amazing. Appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, and you know, and he brings up a good point. Repetition in the kitchen has a lot to do with that too. Let's face it. If I cooked every day, and I love to cook, But if I cooked every day, you know, I might be able to get pretty good at that as well. That's what amazes me. It's what I love, you know, about, you know, rural towns, little country churches and stuff like that. You're going to eat well in places like that. You always will. Well, let's see here. At a driving school, the owner of a BMW sports car said he felt his car behaving squirrely on the track, so he pulled into the pits, popped the hood. Canadian man discovered a half dozen baby squirrels inside his car's airbox. Did you hear what I did there?
He thought his car was behaving squirrely.
And there were baby squirrels in there. Driver of the car guessed the six tiny squirrels set up shop inside the airbox while it was parked at his home. Eventually, all six of the squirrels were rescued and returned to the wild. So everybody lived happily ever after until a hungry fox comes along. Australia's $582 million purchase of anti-submarine torpedoes from Europe took 12 years. I'm surprised it only took $582 million. Yeah. Obviously, somebody needs to call the Pentagon and let them know that Australia is getting munitions a heck of a lot cheaper than we probably are.
Yeah.
Now that they've finally been delivered, military planners have found one problem. The manuals. Okay, I'm just going to read this, and then I just have an observation. The manuals are only available in Italian and French. They're only available in Italian. Hello?
Hey, my ex-wife could burn water every other day for 20 years.
And doesn't listen to the show.
Well, he didn't care. She's his ex-wife. What does he care?
He's going to send her the link to the bid on WTAW later.
Yeah, that's right.
So now defense officials in Australia are advertising for technical translators who will have to have appropriate security clearances to make them readable to the people who need to integrate the weapons into Aussie naval vessels. That's expected to cost tens of thousands of dollars more. I think what gets me is, or what I find, you know, in a way disturbing, and I would find it more disturbing if it was the U.S. Navy, but the fact that torpedoes come with user manuals.
Really? Well,
I mean, I guess
knows how to shoot a torpedo?
I guess,
right?
I guess that makes sense, but yeah. I would think that part of doing your due diligence would be to at least, you know, a handful of people to know how to use the weapons in the first place. But that's just me. What do I know? I'm a civilian.
That's
and
right.
Even more so, I'm a stupid civilian on the radio.
If you wanted to shoot a torpedo, you'd need a user's manual.
You bet you I would.
Yeah, that's right.
What does this button do? And then, next thing you know, we're at World War III.
It warned you to read the whole thing before using it.
Oh, forget that.
Oh, yeah, right.
This date in history.
There wouldn't be like a quick setup card.
No. Quick start guide. Is there a quick start guide on torpedoes?
Can I just get to the part where I hit the button?
I doubt it.
On this date in history.
I love this part.
This date in 1907, the cornerstone was laid at the Washington National Cathedral in the U.S. Capitol.
Ooh.
1966, the Chevrolet Camaro, originally named the Panther, was introduced. And on this date in 1989, Zsa Zsa Gabor was convicted of battery for slapping that police
We remember that, don't
Yep.
So does the police officer.
Yeah, probably. Bet he does. Hey, you got about 50 seconds.
Excuse me, had to cough. Turn out the white powder that was sent in an envelope yesterday to Dancing with the Stars was harmless. It was found in a mailroom. Hazardous material team was called to gather the powder and test it. It's the second time that white powder has been sent to Dancing with the Stars. Richard Hatch, the winner of Survivor.